What's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is rolling for Tuesday with Drew. Mike's still not here. Mark! Trudy, back from her Super Bowl gig.
Ah, yes.
Oh, so cool that you got to do a promotional gig on Super Bowl Sunday.
It was really fun, though. Those people are great. And listeners of the podcast. So,
no, I'm sure you would have gone there. Had you not been assigned this by the station, you probably would have gone there.
I would have voluntarily just driven to Commerce on my own.
As would have Bill McAllister and Doug Podell.
Yeah, we know where to go, you know, right where their best Super Bowl party is. So.
I saw your friend Dee there, too, in all the pictures, and I thought, oh, Dee's Trudy's plus one. How cute. How adorable.
Trudy I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Trudy needed support, and Dee was there. And I think you've been Dee's plus one on a number of occasions.
I have.
Yes.
Yeah. For each other's. She supplied the limousine, too, so.
Whoa.
Thanks, Mary, for driving us. Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that trade, or do you think she paid for that?
Dee's nuts!
I think that's...
It's a lot of hard questions already.
Yeah, WDIV, possibly.
Oh.
Oh, really? WDIV was part of the promotion.
If Dee's there, yeah. WDIV is part of the promotion, for sure.
Dee's nuts!
If Dee's there. I love that.
It's funny, though, when we met Josh and Angie's lovely wife at the door, I said, this is my friend Dee, and he goes, oh, I know all about Dee, so.
Well, he's got to be one hell of a listener.
Yeah, he
if
totally
he knows who
is.
Dee is.
Yeah, and he's got a rock room, and it's
Dee's
cool.
Nuts!
Super cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon's here. Soofs is here. And, oh, my God, what a long day it's been after a long day yesterday.
Yeah.
As I was trying to pull myself together. And so, anyway, to start the show, I was grappling
Somebody's
with...
Somebody's got a case of the sleepies.
I'm not sure. I was really tired. I'm not sure what to open with, but I'm going to go with this because it just came over a while ago, and it kind of blew my mind and sort of pushed everything aside. And that's that Rush Limbaugh has advanced lung cancer.
Yeah.
He was a smoker?
Oh, yeah. He was
cigars.
A smoker in...
Oh, right.
I think he was a smoker in the 80s, and he quit. Yeah.
Oh.
It's funny how people immediately go to that, like, well, did he fucking smoke?
Oh, he's pretty well
Is
known.
Is it his own fault?
Yeah, nice job, Trudy.
He smokes a Cuban cigar a day. He's always toking on those stogies.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I couldn't
But do you inhale?
Remember.
Some people do. A lot of people.
I don't think smoking cigars is good for you.
No, I think it's like smoking 20 cigarettes at a time, right?
Well... Again, I just thought it was interesting. I read a long piece about it, and right away they got to a smoking history. And then also comments he's made on his show about smoking and smokers' rights.
Oh.
And, you know, because there was...
Smoke weed every day.
Why is it about that?
Well, there were... I know. There were a number of stories about companies finding nicotine in their employees.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. So that's what that is. But personally... I just see it as a guy with advanced lung cancer.
Okay.
Sad,
And maybe that's from where I'm coming from. And also, you know, a guy who's been an enormous success in radio. I mean, his biggest success. I don't know. Who's a bigger success?
He's a great broadcaster. Whether or not you agree with him or disagree with his opinion.
He's like, I can speak for 3 hours without a phone call.
It's
Try
amazing.
Doing that sometime.
He's right, though. It's amazing to listen to him, the stream of consciousness. And
I don't know how
he's good.
I tell you why I don't know how he does it, because... I don't know how anyone can do partisan politics radio.
Well, look at his house.
I mean, I get it.
I can understand that. You look at his paycheck, I can understand.
Well, that's kind of when I wonder, does he mean all of it? Because when I found Rush Limbaugh, it was probably late 80s when he was starting out, and he was syndicated into Boston, and I listened to him, and I thought he was really good at what he does. I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh because...
That's a great name.
It's partisan politics, and I can't listen to that. Anyway, one day, I heard him defending something really stupid that Dan Quayle had said, or I don't remember. It wasn't like potato. It was something smaller. And I just thought...
Was it Murphy Brown?
Our former vice president.
It was in that neighborhood, and I just thought it was so stupid. And I've occasionally checked in on him here and there when something really big is going on, but... There's just no arguing that what he does, he is an enormous success, and I'm sorry, that he's going through this. I hope he comes out okay. It doesn't sound like it's. It sounds pretty grim.
It sounds grim, yeah.
Yeah.
The craziest thing to me is, you know, we just saw Alex Trebek announce that he was diagnosed with cancer, and you see a lot of outpour and love and support because he's Trebek. He's on Jeopardy. Everybody loves Jeopardy. And then when you see something like this and you go online and it's just as partisan as this show. Hey, I'm glad he's got cancer. Karma's a bitch.
It's cancer.
I mean, it's insane,
karma.
Really.
Karma.
It's cancer. Really.
But then you have the people who are wishing him well because they're on the same political side as him. That's how nasty and stupid politics can be.
Well, I have to tell you, I have the
that's
same.
That's not politics, though. That's just idiots.
Oh, trust me. It's politics. It's people who hate the way that he's a conservative and that he's pushed an agenda.
And having a voice. It's everyone having a voice. Because you know what? If Rachel Maddow announced that she had advanced lung cancer, honestly, I would do nothing but feel, you know, terrible for her and the people closest to her and on a lesser level, the people that love watching her. But I really don't want to lash out at someone when I find out they have advanced lung cancer.
Right.
It really sucks. And I shouldn't be surprised. I knew somebody was going to tweet something stupid. I mean, right away, because we saw it with Kobe Bryant. And in fact, do we have any?
I found people? Some.
Oh, really? People that
Kobe.
People that we know?
I don't know if it's anybody we know. No, I just by searching his name. The first one that popped up, balls, where did it go?
I was just wondering more about, you know, did Alyssa Milano or someone like that. I mean, that would just be so stupid.
So you have,
it's certainly possible.
You know, him making fun of the dangers of cigarettes and him defending Michael Jackson in 1994. Him talking about the Iraq War. There was one really, I mean, so far it's just old clips because people are asking. Okay, so here's a guy. Where is it at? God damn
There's
it.
There's a guy that's very upset that he mocked Michael J. Fox's Parkinson by pretending to shake.
That seems to be the big one, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just say this. Until it's someone who should know better, I mean, when you give everyone a voice, this is the problem. Every jackass, every asshole, every troll, every jerk has a voice. So there's going to be, of course, a ton of that. But anyway, setting that aside, I thought it was certainly the most newsy item.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hold that thought for just a second. We are on Facebook Live, and I want to thank our sponsor, which is Lover's Lane. Valentine's Day coming up. Yeah. Get your sweetheart in the mood with a gift from Lover's Lane. Now, the three ways to shop for all your bedroom essentials. Loverslane.com, 35 retail locations. Kind of hot walking in there, too. I haven't been in Lover's Lane in a long time, but it does raises my temperature.
Yeah.
All new sexdrive.com for the hottest stuff, featuring quality sex toys, vibrators, and fun and exciting toys for couples. Sex Drive also has had an incredible selection, of erotic apparel and naughty gift ideas, perfect for Valentine's. Shop early, visit sexdrive.com, powered by Lover's Lane.
Thanks for the sampler. They sent over a box with an audio recording that just said,
"Hey man, got a big box of porn for you."
we will go through the box when time allows. This has been, what a weird week. Last week, I was getting and I remember during the O.J. Simpson trial, I talk about his O.J. I'm so tired of O.J. Simpson. And then you look at the ratings and you go, somebody's not tired. I mean, I think we were right to be talking about it.
Sure.
And last week it was, oh my God, enough Kobe Bryant. And I'm looking at the downloads today, which are still, our numbers were down for a couple days, so they're still catching up. But we had a great week for us last week.
Awesome story.
Really? Where are we?
I think we're on the right track. Oh, I haven't checked our number. It goes down.
I've had a big fucking head lately.
So, with that, Rush Limbaugh acknowledging, and this part was really sad to me because I really understood how he felt. Mm. Hashtag about me. That he did not want to discuss this.
No. Well, he talks about that. Did you hear him say that?
I saw he did. I didn't know it was in our clip, but
well, it depends how far we go with it. But yeah,
he because he's going to miss a lot of work. He felt he had to. Anyway, here's Rush Limbaugh.
But the upshot is that I have been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. Diagnosis confirmed by two medical institutions back on January 20th. First realized something was wrong on my birthday weekend, January 12th. And I wish I didn't have to tell you this. And I thought about not telling anybody. I thought about trying to do this without anybody knowing, because I don't like making things about me. But there are going to be days that I'm not going to be able to be here because I'm undergoing treatment or I'm reacting to treatment. And I know that that would inspire all kinds of curiosity with people wondering what's going on. And the worst thing that can happen is when there is something going on and you try to hide it and cover it up, it's eventually going to leak. And then people are going to, why didn't you just say it? Why did you try to fool everybody? And it's not that I want to fool anybody. It's just that I don't want to burden anybody with it. And I haven't wanted to. But it is what it is. And you know me, I'm the mayor of Realville. So this has happened. And my intention is to come here every day I can and to do this program as normally and as competently and as expertly as I do each and every day, because that is the source of my greatest satisfaction professionally, personally.
Hmm. Wow. Boy, that's tough. And it sucks that he has to say something. His Ryan was Dreamweaver.
Yeah, but he should.
Some vocal timbre seems like it's changed.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember the last time I heard him, so I always thought that his voice was deeper.
It's
so
been
has
a while.
It changed dramatically?
I haven't heard him
it's
in
like
a while.
He's about to cry, understandably.
Yeah. And
did he have trouble getting through it?
He did
sound
like
in the beginning.
Was...
He sounded a little, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the strange thing, serious is a shallow thought because it's very shallow, was I had never seen his wife. This is his fourth wife.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
She's pretty cute.
I'm shocked.
Is she younger than Rush, possibly?
I don't know. The question is, by how many years is she younger?
Can you look, Brandon?
Over, under. I know nothing about her. I'm going to say 10 and a half.
Well, yeah. She's 43. How old is he?
69.
Okay.
69. It's 26 years. I read a little bit about them, though, and it appears quite obvious to me that his occupation has nothing to do. They're just people who are, they're peas in a pod.
Oh.
Someone,
and I have no question she'd be with him if he was a sanitation worker.
Someone commented on Facebook Live, thoughts and prayers to the mayor of Realville. I wish he didn't use the mayor of Realville line.
I know, I wanted to object to that, but I'm going to cut him slack.
He's allowed to, yeah, he's the one with the cancer. Oh
boy, that was the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
It's, boy, oh boy, that's tough. I mean, to do that, and shortness of breath, January 12th, didn't want to reveal it, goes to the doctor. I'm surprised, honestly, that Rush Limbaugh, because he seems very important to me. I mean, he's in broadcasting.
Yeah, oh yeah.
As far as being the biggest, you could probably point to people on TV and say, oh, well, they're bigger. You know, whether it's not Tom Brokaw, but, you know, a news anchor.
Yeah.
But Rush Limbaugh's influence is gigantic. His connection with his audience is gigantic. So, I mean, he's right up there.
Is there anybody in radio who has made more money than Howard or Rush? I mean, between those two.
Probably.
Maybe Casey Kasem if you adjust for inflation.
I would guess that Rush has made more than Howard.
I would think so.
Over time.
He's owned it for a long time.
Howard's making, what, 80, 90 million a year now? Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
When was the last time you heard or thought about Rush? Because mine was 2 days ago watching the Michael Vick documentary.
Oh, that's
right. They had that clip of him talking about Donovan McNabb, the one that got him fired from ESPN, which is really weird thinking that he was a sports broadcaster in 2002.
I know, that was
crazy to think he was on the Monday Night Football stuff.
Isn't it? That is so weird. It's really long lines of Dennis Miller.
Yeah, very much so. Which I like Dennis on Monday Night Football.
Donovan McNabb is regressing. He's going backwards. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to say this. I don't think he's been that good from the get-go. I think what we've had here is a little social concern in the NFL. I think the media has been very desirous that a black quarterback do well. Mm-hmm. We're interested in black coaches and black quarterbacks doing well. I think there was a little hope invested in
Tom
McNabb.
Jackson.
And he got a lot of credit for the performance of this team that he really didn't deserve.
Okay, played that clip on there, and I immediately became obsessed with, what were Donovan McNabb's stats like when this happened?
I could have done a deep dive at that point, but
I did, and he had two really good years before. So I'm like, why? Like, what made him say this? So I looked at when that date was in the broadcast. He had two. They started the season 0-2, and he had two shitty games. So it was really based on two really shitty games.
I suppose it's a hot take.
Very hot take, which they should have known they were getting that with
take,
him.
Though
he's dumb, he's wrong. He's
bringing his partisanship into sport.
Boom.
Well, that's why they hired him, though.
Yeah.
No, you're probably right.
I kind of like that they hired people like that.
But, like, you have to stir it up a little. You have to provoke a little.
Does it surprise anybody though that because he was fired quickly after that, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, very fast.
Are you surprised thinking back? I mean, now versus then, that quickly he was. I'm sure his coworkers, probably were extremely pissed.
What you?
I mean, looking at him on a show
that,
with
you don't think it'd be that fast now?
Oh no, I think it'd be immediate now. But
you wouldn't even make it through the show.
You survived a lot of stupid things back then.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that was ESPN.
Yeah.
Was that in the middle of when ESPN was having its own, like, people having trysts in the bathroom and stuff?
It was around that time.
Wow, that's a wild place, man.
I know. It's a great book, too, the ESPN book.
Oh, yeah, that is a really...
Just like the SNL book.
It's hard to... If you read that ESPN book now, you almost wouldn't believe a lot of it.
No, they've evolved.
So here's the good news.
Yeah.
Guns and Roses!
Woo!
Have a little slash props. GNR, Comerica Park, Saturday, July the 11th. Tickets are on sale Friday at noon. This Friday.
That's a good time for GNR to let their tickets out.
Yeah, right when you wake up.
Hours late. Dude, man.
It's when you wake up.
Is it usually 10 a.m.?
Yeah, it usually is.
What if is there anything to that?
Gets up around 7, gets out of bed around 9.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, can I ask a question?
Yes.
How is this song selected? Is this song to represent GNR?
Sorry, that was my favorite one.
I'm with you, Brandon. I think it's
my favorite GNR
best.
Song.
It starts out with cowbell, though. It needs to start out with Slash.
But isn't the idea to play something that Guns N' Roses fans would all recognize immediately?
You mean like Mr. Brownstone?
Well, yeah, that would be... I mean, Sweet Child of Mine seems like the lowest common denominator pick.
Here's the obvious one. Especially since you would build up to it. You would crescendo to the announcement.
Now do it again.
What was the name of the track we just played before?
Night Train.
Night Train. Track 3.
Do you even rock?
Come on. Night.
It wouldn't have been my choice.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Brownstone.
Did you pick Night Train?
No, Brandon did. I'm just backing him on this one.
I would have gone Welcome to the Jungle.
This would be the correct one to use, though.
And just saying, it really doesn't matter.
You had all that time to hit the post, and I missed it. Oh, no, you have a chance now. Go.
Hold on. I'll get the right one up. Hold on. I got it.
Too much of that, but I'm ready to try it with the post. WDRW. Of course, last night, I had a little tab on the air, talked about the bitch album, Caleb, and some of the taunting that was going on with...
Taunting.
Mahobe's homosexual brother was referred to as Mahobo by people that were trolling and taunting him. And his brother, he did just ignore it. He backed him. He had his back. He supported him. And he loved him the way brothers should. So you could Mahobo him all day. But some people are going to be right there, right behind him. What? I'm going, what am I trying to post?
I know.
You know, this would be fun. We were collecting best covers.
Yeah.
We should probably ask for worst covers. I don't mean like Styx doing I Am the Walrus.
Oh, Europe?
I mean, Europe is. I mean, that's killer. That's one of the best worst covers I've ever heard.
Terrible.
There's so many on YouTube. Okay, so is there anything more about Guns N' Roses people need to know?
Ooh, yeah. We're giving away tickets twice a
day. We have an opening act.
They don't need no stinking opening act.
Oh, they have to.
I don't think, Brandon, when we saw them at Ford Field, did they have an opening act?
Not that I recall. There might have been. There probably was.
I normally wouldn't ask, but David Lee Roth's opening for Kiss, and it's giving that thing a little punch, I suppose. I don't think GNR needs it.
Did you mention where this show is at, by
Comerica
the way?
Comerica Park.
Comerica
Park?
Yeah.
Tear that outfield up. I love it.
Well.
No, I'm glad. No one's going to be using
it. It won't matter.
Who's going to care? That's what I mean.
They're going to fix it, and then in August, they're going to tear it up all over again with Motley Crue, Def Leppard, and
whoa!
It holds
22,000.
Hey, for once in a few years, there'll be a little excitement at Comerica Park in July.
Yeah. And Green Day is the day before the Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Joan Jett, etc.
Green Day. Where?
At Comerica, too.
The day before?
Yeah, the day before their back-to-back shows.
Really? That's crazy. I don't know if we got enough Provo staff here at WDRD to cover all those concerts on consecutive days. And, of course, what surprise closet look like at 106.7 WLZ? You guys giving away some Guns N' Roses tickets? Riding the wave?
We are, yeah. Twice a day, as a matter of fact.
Twice a day. Stoney has some tickets to give away tomorrow. Air today.
Stoney does.
18 a.m. Stoney and Jamie on 97.1 Sports Radio. They're going to be giving away a pair of Guns N' Roses tickets.
Wow.
See that show at Comerica Park.
Ooh, man.
That's cool.
Get some phone calls, that's for sure.
I actually wondered if Stoney had to return to the building to record that. Because I didn't find out about the show till when was it announced? Was it this morning?
And yes, this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, the other great news about GNR is that Live Nation involved us.
Yeah, this is an ad. Did people know this was an ad?
Well, you know, I mean, honestly,
we
would have discussed it. Of course we would. Yeah. But the fact that, you know, Live Nation buys a lot of commercial time on radio and maybe even television for a Comerica Park show, but they included us in the buy, which is
wow.
It's great.
It's pretty huge.
Good
it's
luck
pretty
with
cool.
The podcast.
Thank
phenomenal.
You. Just to be recognized.
Yeah.
And for digital to find a place in that is really cool. So thank you, Live Nation.
Thanks, Dave Clark.
We're going to help sell that show out for you guys. And, maybe we'll be giving away some tickets for GNR. Yeah.
I bet we will.
I don't know if arrangements have been made. It's all kind of groundbreaking, being part of the band, of course. But thanks to Live Nation and the guys at GNR. They were involved in the decision as well. We appreciate them supporting us.
Duff requested us.
Duff did put in a good word for the Drew and Mike show.
Yeah, we're personal friends with Duff, aren't we?
We go way back with Duff. And, Slash, we spent a lot of time with Slash in the studio. The Drew and Mike days at WRAF. What a wood point.
Went to a sales meeting.
That's right.
That's right.
Went to a sales meeting. He didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
And I believe Slash and Arthur Penhollow and a few other gentlemen made their way to a titty bar a little bit later.
But Axel wanted to leave because he was mad at the people that were working there.
Well, thanks to the lame ass security, I'm going home.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm really pleased about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching, we got started late because everything was running screwy today, and then Mark reminded me that I had not seen the last 25 minutes of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's off to such a banging start this year.
He is, man. The way he's tackling Me Too.
Oh, yeah, the Me Too stuff is fabulous. Also, it's always the little things with Larry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm thinking it was maybe, is this the third show of the year?
Yeah, third.
Mm-hmm. I think it was the last show where he talked about, you know, what trumps what, rich or old and bald.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
I thought that was, what a great question. And then last night it was, you know, eggs and toast. They're a team. You can't serve eggs without toast. And I've had that happen before.
Really?
Yeah, I've gotten my eggs and there's no, you know, or it comes late or they forget it.
Unacceptable.
It's like, oh, that is unacceptable.
It is. How do you eat it even?
I don't know.
What's up? Breakfast.
I love bread, so.
Which is do you like scones, though?
Scones. Another great.
I don't know why that made me. That just made me laugh.
When
the
you
whole
said
time.
Scones were involved, I immediately knew what it was.
Yeah, a lot of people hate scones. They're like the fifth choice of a breakfast pastry, I guess.
They're kind of like not quite fruitcake at Christmas time.
Yes.
Because people do buy scones by choice. For themselves, but they are. It's like, did we really need scones?
No, we don't need them at all.
No.
Because they are. They're too dry. Not, they're too hard.
Not with croissants in the world. Why would you ever need a scone?
Or muffins or Danish. Or,
they're just, aren't they just a little dry and a little hard?
Yeah, that's what
I mean. And they're not tasty enough. But I guess some people choose scones. I noticed that I buy scones when...
what?
When Starbucks, it's a little later in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And all the fresh, you know...
Yeah, everything is gone.
Oh, the pastries are gone, and there's just a couple scones, and I really want to get something. I might get a blueberry scone.
Oh.
And it's not going to be a real joyous occasion eating it, but it's functional. It's perfunctory.
What the hell are you doing here?
Yeah. I want you to taste this.
Yeah, but you know I don't like surprises.
Richard Lewis.
Shut up.
With Larry.
Yeah, taste this.
Oh.
Scone.
Scone.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
What?
I would never touch a scone.
Are you nuts?
It's hard and it's
yeah,
and
it's good.
Breaks
it's
off,
the way it's supposed to be.
And then the powder falls all over the floor, and then you got a vacuum after you eat. Who needs all this shit when you're eating a snack?
What are you, a senile old man?
No,
eating all over yourself.
No, it's the scone's fault. Put it away.
I'm sorry, Funkhouse is not around. He loves scones.
He's in China.
Wow. When's he coming back?
I don't know, but he would hate it.
He would love it. I've had coffee with Funkhouse many times. Scones are his pastry of choice. Okay.
Yeah, by the way, what a sweater. You know, I don't like
nice to know. Right. Nice to know that he didn't kill off Marty Funkhauser.
Yeah.
Is there film possibly of Marty? Could there possibly be something?
If there's any stuff left over? I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, that was the
Super
first
Dave.
Thing I thought of.
Yeah, Bob. What's his name? Bob Einstein.
What a great
him died.
Great addition to the show. He was
so funny.
Loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so moving upward and onward, what is on the Hall Financial Hotline today? Or what possibilities exist besides Stan?
Great. Great one we have to call today. 107-year-old guy that drives around. And his 100-year-old...
girlfriend.
100-year-old fiancé, Trudy. He's making an honest woman out of her.
How old is she?
100. He's 107. She does not like riding with him, believe it or not. The Inside Edition did a story on it. If we want to call him, we can play it back. It's really... He's so with it, Drew. You never would guess he was 107. I would say... What,
I feel like he's lying about it.
Oh, that he's not. Ooh, but he showed his license on TV.
I know. Did anybody really look, though? Well, did you look really closely?
It is incredible when people at that age. I can't believe when we call someone.
89, if anything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They're 96 years old and they can hear us perfectly.
Yeah,
that's amazing to me because my mother, it reached a point where I would be screaming. Like, I'll be there at 2! And she'd still be going, what? What? And then she had this habit of calling me because she'd forget that we talked. And so somebody would help her call from Fox Run. And eventually I just said, okay, this has to get out to staff. We cannot talk on the phone. There's nothing that can be communicated back and forth. Absolutely nothing. So if someone wants to leave the room, because if they were in the room, she'd always go, oh, is that Andrew? Let me talk to him. And you can't say no.
Right.
And then it'll be, I'll be there tomorrow. It was really frustrating.
Look at that dude. Oh, he's got a red
convertible. Look how loud I have to yell.
Jerry has a red convertible because it's on his bucket list.
He's one of the oldest drivers in
America. That's great.
Look at him. He's killing
it. Joe is a careful driver.
He's got a Mercedes.
Look at his hair, boy.
Wait, he's not being that careful there.
The wind in his hair. He mostly tools around.
He won't drive over 45 miles an hour.
Oh, boy.
I mean, period? Does he not go on the highway?
I don't think so. Would
probably
you?
Not, no.
I wouldn't let him on the highway.
That's an important question.
Running errands in his Sarasota, Florida neighborhood. And yes,
card somebody
he pumps his own gas and checks the oil.
Okay, boomer.
He pays extra strict attention to road signs.
Look at him. Stop. He pays extra close attention to road signs as he stopped at a yield sign with no one in sight.
That's too much attention.
He's awesome.
Signal. He says owning a red convertible was always on his bucket list.
Well, the secret to being 107 is simply keep breathing.
Ladies, Joe is taken.
Oh, yes, we're engaged.
Oh, you're doing
his fiance, Lita, turns 100 next month, and these two still have plenty of pep.
Oh, show off.
I heard she's all dressed in white because, like, she's never done it before.
In 2022.
Yes, he is a good driver.
Of course I'm a good driver. That's a silly question. Okay, let's go.
Sorry to tell people off.
Yeah. Anita has her reservations about driving with him.
Rich. I closed my eyes most of the time.
Check out her cool shades.
We both agree that it'd be better if she sleeps while I drive.
Joe's secret for living to the ripe old age of 107? Stay active and don't let life pass you by, even if you have to stay in the slow lane.
What a great guy. When we come back.
Sweet ass Mercedes.
What a great guy. You don't know.
She would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
Slut.
What? He was. Oh, come on. He was cool.
It was great. I don't know about the 45 mile an hour rule.
I don't think you should have a rule about that because sometimes you have to go on a 55 zone.
He's 107, man. He plays by his own rules.
I just think there are some questions to be asked. I will not be a dick unless he really pushes it.
I'd ride with him, man. He got that convertible. That's probably how he picked up that chick.
I'm happy for him he got the convertible.
And the chick?
I think she's dragging him down.
Maybe a little bit. He's sharp, man. Really sharp. Can't believe he's 107, really?
Kobe!
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're calling him?
Apparently, yeah.
All Financial Hotline? Okay.
Ring tone turns old.
I was just asking what was on the All Financial Hotline, but I'll jump in. What's his first name?
Joe Newman. Joe?
What's her name, Anita?
Paul Financial, by the way.
You've reached 3.
Huh, why is she doing the voice thing? Well, she's like taking over, isn't she?
Slut.
Hey, Joe! Hi, Joe. It's the Drew and Mike Show. We saw your bucket list set of wheels there on Inside Edition. How exciting is that? Anyway,
so cool.
We are really blown away by the fact that you're still driving, and it's something, I think, to admire for young folks like us. We'd love to talk to you if you want to call us back at the 248 number. Congratulations. Talk to you soon, Hope.
Bye.
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 Bye. Drive safely. To send your message now, press pound. To mark the message
it's
private,
urgent.
Press 1. To absolutely mark the message urgent, press 4. To hear your message, press 5. To request a return call, press 6. To re-record,
I just want to hear this one part.
Hi, Joe. It's the Drew and Mike Show. We saw your bucket list set of wheels there on Inside Edition. How exciting is that? Anyway, we
is that really what you wanted to hear? The first part?
The fact that you're still driving. And
I was... I was concerned and thinking, ooh, we may have to review this because I thought that slut drop.
Oh, no.
Or whore. God, those are great drops. I don't know. Why are they so good?
Hey, if the shoe fits.
They're said with such
malice.
Derision. Is that Mel?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
And who says slut? That's a kid, isn't it?
Slut.
Yeah, from High Fidelity, the John Cusack movie.
Does being a whore make you nervous?
That's right. If you're paying more than 4% of your mortgage, you shouldn't be. If you have lingering high interest rate credit card debt, that's a real drag. And if you have,
slut.
If you have both of them, maybe there's a better way, like calling Hall Financial, 248-308-5000, or going to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Like so many people, we get the nicest letters back. And I asked David Hall, I said, do you get letters like this all the time, or is it just from our people? Because we have an extremely loyal audience who is very loud, which is part of our success. And that's why, you know, having listeners like Duff, who put in a good word at Live Nation, I mean, you have no idea how much that means. Anyway, he kind of implied that, yes, we do, because they tend to keep the same couple people working on, you know, whereas a lot of times with things like mortgages, you get, you know, Josephine called and they need the W-2 from, you know, you get a lot of people involved and it's very, anyway, they tend to get that sort of love.
She's always forgetting things, Josephine.
Yeah. Or. I'm not sure.
AKA Little Miss Slut Slut.
I'm not sure I believe David Hall. I want to see some of those letters because we sure get a lot of them. Anyway, drewandmike.hallfg.
Does Josephine actually work there?
No.
Oh,
I don't know who
she was a fictional character.
She got fired for forgetting so many things.
I was looking at Trudy's face, and she was very nervous about that last drop.
It was a sudden realization that I like. Because I love everybody over there. They're great.
Trudy, I think you lead the league in paranoia as far as possibly upsetting someone.
It's true.
There have been many post-show questions about such things. And many, many times have I said, don't worry about it. So if Trudy gets canceled, it could be my fault. Could be.
Who cares?
So anyway, if you've got that lingering credit card debt, high interest, or you're paying more than 4%, you should talk to Hall and just see. Maybe there's a way. They're almost at 1,200 five-star reviews. Look how fast it's going up. And they do it fast. They average 19 days. Now they're doing it faster. I don't think we have the newest number, but we'll get it. Equal housing lender, that's what Hall Financial is. NMLS number 1467435. And, oh gosh, moving. You know, I guess I was thinking today, because people last week were saying, can't you move on from Kobe? I was thinking, maybe we can move on from the Super Bowl today, but I...
No way.
It's a day where I...
Kobe!
Obvious. It was no way.
Kobe!
Because this morning, I woke up to seeing the story about... And this wasn't on the morning shows, who I think should have covered it. The fact that they had the kids in cages.
Oh, CBS right. This morning mentioned it.
Yes. They did.
ABC
they did,
yeah. Too, yeah.
Oh, ABC did? Good Morning America
yeah,
did?
Yeah.
Drew, they mentioned it, and I was like, huh, I watched that whole thing. I don't remember that. So I rewatched the halftime show, and when it was done, I went, huh, I just totally spaced out of the last 5 minutes. I don't know what it is. You hit the nail on the head. J-Lo's music and everything she does, just goes right through you.
It's like nothing happened. It's like you lost 20 minutes of your life.
Yeah, because I didn't mind watching Shakira shake it again, because that was awesome.
But, it was awesome.
I mean, just watching her shake it. I'm getting sick of the whole adulation for the halftime show, though. It was just okay.
It's driving me a little batshit.
It's just okay.
And I liked it. It was fine.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great.
I think the greatest Twitter comment that I saw was that it was a great exercise show.
It was just a workout?
In the middle of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what
like
it looked like.
Did you like the gyration, Trudy?
I thought the booty shaking was quite impressive.
Yeah.
Me too.
Like,
of course, Hawk liked it.
Oh my God! I got to pull up that tweet I was telling you about when I got here.
Oh yeah,
fine. I showed it to Brandon. Funny. Brandon was laughing too.
There were some camera shots from below that surprised me.
Yeah,
that was great, wasn't it?
Well, I'm not complaining, but I mean, it is a isn't the Super Bowl a family?
Oh,
I mean,
almost all lives.
Okay, boomer.
I'm not complaining.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Well, that's the. Dan Lebatard in his show was pointing out, you know, you have this highly sexualized show, and then all of a sudden, kids!
Right.
Just popped up in the middle of nowhere.
And kids in cages! side note, J-Lo's daughter, really? I guess she won the audition. She went as just, she changed her last name, was whatever her name is. I think she used, was it...
Rodriguez.
Mencia or...
Mencia.
Menendez, or she used some fake name. And no one knew that she was J-Lo's daughter, so she won it on her own.
Square, yeah, I bet.
Great.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
By the way, I was thinking about J-Lo and...
They call that spelding. Spelding?
Oh, yeah.
Spelding-ing?
The old...
Will Smith's kid did the same thing in that one movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Tori Spelling started the trend when she went to the audition and didn't tell anyone she was Aaron Spelling's daughter and won the role on 902. How about that?
Wow.
I hate that.
That's impressive.
I hate that kind of nepotism, especially with a kid. Because it's hard to even be a dick about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It almost puts us in the position of having to be a dick about
you
it.
I
resent that.
Thank you, Trudy. You had no choice.
Plus, they're just like, oh, I got to listen to her singing. And, oh, man, it was sick.
So, anyway, was she in the cage while she was singing, by the way?
No, she got out of the cage to sing.
Oh,
I didn't even realize those were cages at first, though. Did
no
you?
One did. No.
I didn't notice that.
I had no idea. And it seems to me that after being in a stripper pole and it's the vagina halftime show, is it really... I don't know, is that really the place to make a big political statement?
I'll open with it or something. So I follow
both. You can make a point and get vaginas out.
Follow.
Oh, so you bring
shake your ass.
You draw everyone in with the vagina, and then you make the big statement.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Cool, actually.
Okay.
Well, people right.
Less politics, more gyrating.
That's brilliant.
Thank you, Hawk.
It's like a chick putting out and then asking her to buy something for her.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I followed Terry Foster on Twitter, and I saw him reply to somebody out of the... How did the halftime show suck? What were you looking for? Because someone wrote that. And a guy replied to Terry and wrote...
Wait, Terry said I thought the halftime show sucked?
No, he's asking the guy,
oh.
How did the halftime show suck? What were you looking for?
Put it in reverse, Terry!
So some guy, I don't know if this is his real name, goes by the name of Joe Lopez, said, I found it to be rather embarrassing and objectifying. Turned it off, so my son didn't have to see it.
Oh, you know.
So, of course, the first response is, you or your son scared of powerful, talented, healthy women who like to sing, dance, and represent their culture?
I'm not sure who I hate more, the first guy or the second guy. It's close.
Both.
So far, it's close.
Both. But you know who I love is this guy who just wrote, your son went to the bathroom and blew the fattest load after watching it.
Okay, am I a terrible person that I like the third person best?
So,
and it's not even close?
So Joe Lopez replied, not a creepy tweet at all, to which somebody by the name of Champagne...
Wait, what was the response?
Not a creepy tweet at all. He's being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Because he's talking about his son
right.
blowing a...
Which he knows happened.
Quote, the fattest load. So Champagne Athletics responded with Joe Lopez. So juvenile. It's so funny, though. You're not allowed to watch something and like it. Everybody has to break it down from every goddamn angle. And the idea that we had to know that Shakira's the whole tongue thing, instead of having fun with it and it being a meme and everyone just going, yeah, great. We have to know that this is a very important cultural representation of her.
I know. Lebanese shut background.
Up. Now they just spoiled everything.
Up. I thought it was blah, 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 blah.
Okay. Exactly. If the idea was merely what they acted as if it was, which was, we're getting a couple Latina gals out there to empower Latina women, then wouldn't it make more sense to get some average-looking Latina women and do more of a traditional Latino presentation?
Yeah, like Judge Sonia Sotomayor. Why didn't she do the halftime?
Something like that.
She do the halftime?
Just saying.
I don't speak Spanish.
And this is these are the weeds your mind gets into when it gets polluted like this. I started thinking about, I don't know why this came to me, but, because they showed A-Rod. I'm like, oh, my God, being child of A-Rod and J-Lo. And I know he's a stepfather, but the previous husband, Mark Anthony,
right?
He's certainly in love with himself.
Oh, yeah. But unjustly so. Yes.
Exactly. Thank you. I see those kids being under immense pressure to be hot, probably 400 calorie a day limits, things like that. I mean, you can't be a fat child of A-Rod and J-Lo. You can't. No. It's not allowed. They won't stand for it.
No. God, no.
It's very sad.
Remember when A-Rod took that dump?
Oh, when A-Rod took that dump. That was crazy. Uh-huh. Probably why they keep their kids in cages.
I forgot about that. Oh, and by the way, because separating children from adults was not new. That happened in the 2008 to 2016 period somewhere.
Okay.
So if she did the show in 2011, would she have had the kids in cages?
Yeah, of course.
Don't know.
I don't think so. I really don't. Call me, and you know, why am I even thinking this stuff? But I remember when the whole when that whole started, and you start hearing from, oh, mother, David. Oh God! I mean, this fucking wall. By the way, is the wall being built?
The wall's falling down.
The wind blew.
I saw the wind blew the section of wall over. Yeah. But is that still a big thing? I mean, we shut the government down for it, which was possibly the dumbest thing ever, in my opinion. I was so annoyed about that.
No, he ran on a platform of building that wall. I think he just gave up on it. You're not going to hear him campaigning for that wall this time around.
I thought I heard Trump say, not that this means that it's true, but I thought I heard him say something about, we're going to do this, and this he's talking about 2020. And I thought he said, get the wall finished, like it was being built, so maybe I got a little confused somewhere along the line. Anyway.
If I have a big project to do, I always say, I'm going to get that finished as though I have started it, because that makes it sound better.
Yeah. You thought about it. I mean, you already started it in
your
mind.
Really done anything.
That's true. That sounds like what I do when I have a New Year's resolution. It means it's something that I haven't done for a long, long time that I'm not going to do.
Right.
But I'm just putting a date up ahead so that I can have the meantime to just not think about it
and
or
you
feel bad about it.
You have to act as though you have been working on it, at least as Mark says, thinking about it.
Do you guys like to hear another response to that guy's tweet?
Sure.
Were you afraid you might get a boner and be embarrassed by how small it is? And then somebody replied to that.
Ah, good one.
No, he clearly only gets boners for men.
Oh boy! Everyone having a voice.
It is kind of
there. You go.
It is kind of dumb. The whole, how do I explain this to my children? Entertainment. I don't know.
Dancing. Shouldn't I know? Don't explain it. Well, just don't say anything because they probably won't even notice.
Yeah. The generation though that was really messed up from Janet Jackson's tit.
Were remember, they up for that? They were awake for that? That was like 10, 11 at night, wasn't it?
The point is they're fine.
It seemed like it. Too much drinking.
I love this. How do I explain this to my children? Well, you explain it. Like an adult. You explain it to them what it is.
Remember Clinton and Monica Lewinsky and people yes. kept saying that? I'm like, your kids don't, they don't care. They're yeah. busy with their iPads or their, well, not then, but they're busy with whatever they're doing. And unless you explain it to them, they're not going to know.
Right.
So you explaining to them is making the mess. You're worse than Clinton and Lewinsky.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I thought that Shakira, by the way, didn't get nearly enough hype beforehand. She was a giant part of it. Why was it all J-Lo, 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 J-Lo?
Because that's the way J-Lo wanted it to be.
Oh, true.
Huh. I saw a great list of people who have not done halftime yet. Anyone want to throw out, like, oh, my God, why hasn't so-and-so done halftime?
Garth Brooks. Has he ever done halftime?
No, I'm surprised he hasn't, but I'm not sure he wants to because he said he was off the road, and then he has been doing some shows.
It's halftime.
No, Garth Brooks would be, and I'm not a Garth Brooks fan, but
I'm not either,
to me,
but
he would be,
obvious,
yeah,
right?
Painfully obvious. There's a couple others that are painfully obvious.
Jay-Z.
And he could book himself now.
He produced this Super Bowl.
Foo Fighters.
I don't know. Jay-Z, you could justify Jay-Z.
Green Day
Foo Fighters is definitely
one Foo Fighters should at least show up, maybe if they're not going to headline it, but in there
they
somewhere.
They should headline. Should they?
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam. They've got the new album. Would have been a perfect
time. Seems obvious.
I'm stunned that Pearl Jam. Have they been asked?
I don't know.
Maybe they were, and Eddie was like, no way, man.
No, I think he'd do it. Don't you think so?
100%.
Okay, there's one that I just go, what? I actually had to go.
Elton John.
Elton John, thank you. Okay. Shouldn't Elton John have done one?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, he could still do one. I think he still sounds great.
He's on tour for like 2 more years.
Yeah, I know. He's retiring.
His kids aren't grown up yet.
2046, I think, when his kids are 40.
I don't think they'll ask any of those people to do it.
Really? Not even Elton John?
No.
AC/DC was another one on the list.
Too hard.
Metallica was on the list. Is that?
Oh yeah, Metallica.
Metallica. Would never do anything like that because they're artists. They don't like goof around on unicorns and.
Oh come on! They're at every single San Francisco Giants game doing and Warriors game doing the national anthem on the guitar.
Yeah, I would think they'd do it.
Lars. But remember now, for some reason, I don't know when this started. I know last year was this way. It has to be something. Representative of the city that the Super Bowl's in,
right.
Which it never was before. So it's in Tampa next year. So I don't know.
It's just
a bunch of strippers.
That's just said to help promote people that they want to be in the Super Bowl, not because.
Yeah, but remember that
really
weird uproar about Big Boy because he was from Atlanta in the Super Bowl? Where's Outkast?
Is that the only reason why that Ali G looking bad bunny dude was performing?
Yeah, well, he's from Puerto Rico.
I've never heard of that guy before. He comes out there looking like Kip when he's hanging out with La Fonda. And all these Ali G memes start. No one knew who that dude was. I don't know. I just figured it was just because he was from Miami, but I guess if he's Puerto Rico.
Must follow all white people.
The list also had
nothing.
Queen on it.
Oh, really?
Queen.
With Adam Lambert,
with Lambert,
I guess.
That'd be kind of cool.
I don't know.
It would work. I think it would work.
Sure.
And I'm not
going to that.
There were a couple more. They were mostly rock acts, which I do think that it fits the Super Bowl audience, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I mean, the larger audience, but anyway.
It'll be Cardi B next year.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they'd roll the dice with
And
Cardi.
This is a natural progression to Jay-Z and Beyonce sitting down for the national anthem. And I have a couple questions about this. First of all, he said we're beyond kneeling,
mm-hmm.
and he works for the NFL. He took a lot of money, which, you know, a lot of people in Cap's world felt that was such a horrible thing. Personally, I really don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But as far as him sitting there, it's obviously a choice. It's some sort of a statement, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if I'm in an event and the national anthem's played, I would feel like a complete ass not standing up. And I'm not saying everyone feels the way I do. I'm not saying anything, really. But you know what? I saw, and we talked about this, when Diddy was on his 50-minute rant about the Grammys disrespecting black people, which I think I won that conversation because I went through the top Grammy winners.
Yes.
And it's more, I mean, blacks, African Americans have been extremely successful at the Grammys. And some of the terrible slights that are being complained about, for example, the African American complained about lost to an African American in some of those cases. Mm-hmm. And also, if you go through Grammy history, they fuck up all the time. I mean, who's the new vaudeville band in Winchester Cathedral beat the Beatles? They did. They did. It was like that song beat Yesterday or one of the really big Beatles songs.
It's way better than the Beatles.
Yeah, but it gets, you're breaking me down. It's new ups because of Hank owning it now.
Oh, yeah.
The production value on it is incredible. I mean, it's right up there with anything George Martin ever did.
Is it but, sung through a, like, megaphone or, like...
He just does this, Johnny.
Don't even ask. There's so much intense technological work that went towards getting that. We'd be here all day. Right, but nonetheless, I thought it was... I think that argument is just so lousy. And who's up there standing and cheering wildly? Jay-Z and Beyonce. Huh. They won 43 Grammys between them.
Yeah, but she lost to Adele a couple years ago.
Oh, my. How terrible. Well... Okay, if we just take one of them, I think, I'm not sure who has 22 and who has 21, but they're both in the top 10. Now, are those two people in your top 10?
She also lost to Beck in 2015. I didn't realize she lost all these albums.
Are those two people in the top 10 artists in the history of music to you? Either of them?
To me, no. But, I mean, they sell a lot of albums.
Well, so did a lot. So did Pink Floyd.
She also lost in 2010 to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, memorably.
So this is what this is about. Beyonce has lost three albums of the year in the last, 10 years.
Okay, well, there's extreme awareness. In fact, the deck has been stacked with voters who are supposed to vote for people other than white people. They just change. They just let all these people in. There aren't that many people that vote. But I'm getting way farther into the weeds of this. I don't think the two of them, either of them, are in the top 10 artists in music history.
I guess not, no.
That's my opinion. Honestly, it's not even close to me. They've been very generously rewarded with Grammys. If you take one of them, somebody has 22, somebody has 21. If you add up Paul McCartney, the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, The Who, and Pink Floyd, one of them, either one of them, has more than all those people combined.
I love The Who.
And McCartney has 18, I think, in the... Huh. I think there's a... There's a Lifetime Achievement Award for the Stones and Lifetime Achievement Award for Led Zeppelin, but I think that group falls one short or is tied with the lower of those two.
Wow.
That, to me, would be as big as any injustice. So they're
How many has Beethoven won? Has he won any?
I don't think Beethoven put anything out recently.
You never know, though.
So...
You may marry a complete argument.
I don't know. It's a long way to go to say, I don't know why they were so excitedly clapping, because I'm not sure they really have they really done their homework on who's been disrespected by the Grammys.
Of course not.
The Grammys are very imperfect in terms of who wins Grammys and who doesn't. But the point that Diddy was making, I really strongly disagree with. I'm sure there are many instances where people were cheated. I just don't think it's because they were black. I don't think the music world, and that's a very for lack of a better term, very lefty group of people voting, too. It's not like those are a bunch of MAGA people voting for Grammys. I mean,
well, it's
really?
Them anyway. Why don't they make their own awards?
They're all Grammy winners and selected people.
Give out the Diddy Awards.
So,
and then they can just give it up to whoever they decide.
The larger point I want to make about them sitting for the national anthem is... My first reaction is, boy, it seems like America's been pretty good for these two people. Hmm. Yeah. And whether, and you can say, oh, but they're concerned about
it's
others.
It's not about
and,
them.
Yeah. It's not about them. And is there anything that we can all agree on? Because I always thought the National Anthem, Pledge of Allegiance, those two things were the kind of things where you just did it. There's a couple things that you do just because we all do it. Is there anything we can all do anymore? And I think the answer is no. I'm pretty sure it is. But, I mean, isn't that kind of a sort of a problem?
Yes, that's a huge problem. I think there is way too much division.
Because the Pledge of Allegiance mentions God.
Yeah.
And so there's always some 9-year-old who, you know, on their own. They're always on their own.
No, for sure.
They don't just, they're not influenced by their parents or anything. I don't know, just, it seems like it'd be nice if we all agreed on something. And while all this was going on,
Rupert Murdoch sat down too.
Well, he's not American.
You heard that part of it, though?
No, but he's not American.
There were a couple, had to be screaming on the other side, and that's where that chimed in.
There were a couple people sitting near Jay-Z that were also sitting down, and I think that's lame, too. But,
celebrities.
You know, he also
do that.
He's paid a lot of money by the NFL.
Well, that's why that's why I'm shocked he did
There's that, too. Of course, he's much larger than that.
If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
But for a guy who... was he? He dealt drugs, didn't he? At one point,
sure. Mm-hmm.
He stabbed someone. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that would make me, if I were him, say, "America's really been pretty fucking good to me." Okay, obviously, there's always people that are screwed. I mean, life is not fair, but I just feel like we all need something that we agree on. And while this all was going on, Colin Kaepernick was feeding the poor.
How do we know?
He didn't watch the game because there was a camera there, I guess, and they ran a story about him. He didn't watch the game. We'll come back to that.
He got mad at Jay-Z, too, because I think he didn't tweet back or Instagram back to him, like, I thought we were past kneeling.
How stupid. I mean, how utterly fucking stupid.
He cares about it.
He does.
So much energy wasted on hating. God. Stop it.
Okay, we all know that
Bentley. You sound like Pitbull, Trudy.
Bentley is now at Zot Ford. And sometimes it's the little things. We're all beginning to realize, though, that Bentley isn't the most diligent team member at Zot
Ford. Hi, Jim.
What?
He
what?
Seemed to take time to come over and help us out produce the show the other day. Did a great job. The Twitter rants, I think, sometimes may come from his cubicle over there. Same.
He had another good one replying to a People magazine tweet about Jessica Simpson and John Mayer. Because, you know, the news story is Jessica Simpson got back with John Mayer 9 times.
Whoa.
Jim just wrote.
I didn't. Is that in the book, I guess?
Yeah. Word on the street is she was drinking a lot. I don't buy her memory. He's trying to get back into it.
Any trollage on it?
I'll look. I'll keep looking.
Other times, Jim's more low-key, like playing FIFA soccer on his phone at his desk for other time. But
what?
Thing,
who does that?
One thing we know.
People.
Is that Bentley truly belongs on the radio because he loves to hear himself talk. So please do all of us a favor and do not call Bentley if you want a new Ford or previously loved vehicle. Simply jump in your car and get to Zot Ford and Holly, where we guarantee the sales manager, Anthony Ketchum, and possibly Jim Bentley will save you tons of cash while making the entire process simple, fun, fast, and easy. Plus, if you're the first listener in February... This is all news to me. If you're the first listener in February to get your own new vehicle at Zot Ford, Kabar will throw in a unique, one-of-a-kind February Slump Buster prize. Yes, don't forget, at Zot Ford, you can lease brand-new cars, trucks, and SUVs around $100 a month or buy them with 0% financing at up to $10,000 off sticker.
Thank you, Steve.
And then says, P.S., be sure to bring your own screwdriver because the hottest sales staff in Oakland County has learned quickly that Jim Bentley is a bit inept with manual labor, including swapping customer license plates onto their new car, truck, or SUV. So, anyway, a lot of insider information there.
Wow.
You want to know who he's trolling today?
Who's he trolling?
Stuttering John.
Oh.
Oh, he must have listened to WATP.
So, Stuttering John put out a tweet with a picture of Trump. Dumbass of the day. This fucking daughter doesn't even know that Kansas City's not in the great state of Kansas. So, Jim wrote, wait, what state is it in? I'm confused. So, Stuttering John. So is our president. Missouri. Jim. I noticed he screwed it up and said Missouri. What a dope. Stuttering John. Jim, Kansas City is in Missouri. Then some guy chimes in. Kansas City's in both states. Trump's a complete dumbass. But I wasn't sure myself if they played in Kansas or Missouri. Then Jim. Wait, is it the same city or two cities? This is the problem with America. Hashtag please fix this, Mr. Trump. Oh my God. Both Kansas City teams, Royals and Chiefs, play in Kansas City, Missouri. It's somebody else that chimed in, Jim wrote. Well, who plays in Kansas? Isn't this just a who's on first?
Yeah.
Well, he's having a lot of fun.
It just tangles people up, too.
I sure hope this job works out.
So sucked in.
Corny as it sounds, 2020 and 2020 could be the year. It could be your vision. It could be even better. That is, without glasses and contacts, because Truth is the only way to get there is to opt for a safe, painless, and brief procedure at the Aldo Eye Center with the most experienced eye surgeon there is in the Midwest, Dr. Yaldo. And Trudy, who's popping off about there?
Kurt Sargent, who's a machinist, and he went to Dr. Yaldo after having glasses since he was in fourth grade, and now he can see down to a thousandth of an inch. He's a machinist, so that really comes in handy.
Is there anyone besides Kurt?
Yeah, Carly David.
Who talked about Kurt.
Had 2400 vision, so she's legally blind without glasses or contact lenses. Got it fixed 2 years ago.
Is she see-off ready now?
She's totally see-off ready, yeah.
But she hasn't popped off about it.
No, you know, she's going about her day, you know, as a young, now clearly seeing college student. But yeah, she totally had a great experience there.
It seems like Dr. Yaldo should have the see-off. It could be fun.
I think their office could do that very easily.
For no filter sports, too.
It's a great place, too. It's a good environment to go there. They're really cool with you. And I think my giant picture is up there or something.
Well, and not to mention they give the gift of great vision. So do what hundreds of our listeners have done. Make the call. Understand it will be required of you to get rid of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. And decide for yourself. 1-800-398-EYES. 1-800-398-EYES. Or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Yeah. And also... while you're busy doing that, maybe you should think about your finances because so many people don't. They wait. Oh, my God, I'm only 29. Oh, my God. I'm eligible for my 401k now. Fuck. Fuck. How can that be? It got here. That 59 and a half. I thought it would never. It's like, oh, but I did diligently continue to stay in a 401k. I should have watched it more carefully. Because, honestly, those decisions I made when I was 33, 35, 37, I mean, the match or, you know, to be in this fund versus that fund, if you look at them over 25 or 30 years, you could be talking about a difference of $30,000 or $40,000.
Whoa.
You could be talking about a lot more. But that's what Luke Nowacki's for. He can look at what you've done and maybe what your situation is. You got two incomes, one income. What's going on there? Anyway, Luke would love to help you work on your financial future and setting something aside, making sure that you don't outlive your money. 248-663-4748 for Luke Nowacki and our friends at the offices of Luke Nowacki.
Yeah.
Friend?
Sorry.
Oh. Well, we were just curious what you were looking at instead.
The same thing I'm looking at.
Which is?
What?
What?
Jizz, what?
Which is?
What were you looking at?
Jeez, Trudy.
I got sucked into
the
Jim Bentley.
Ever
going to
get through
Bentley.
This commercial break? Is there any chance this commercial break will ever end?
No. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
No, I'm sorry. I got sucked into it.
It's another great Twitter
Can we battle. Just find out what? You were looking at?
So TMZ says, Khloe Kardashian shows off her curves at lunch with Scott Disick. Jim Bentley, Khloe and Scott are hooking up now? I don't think it's going to last. And then here comes Mackenzie. No, they've always been close. He's the father of her sister's kids and been part of the family a long time. Jim, all the more reason for me to believe this relationship is doomed from the start. They aren't in one. I don't get what you aren't understanding. Two people can come out together without being in a romantic relationship. He's family. I don't know. Look at Khloe. Looks like she's trying to impress. I can read between the lines. Clearly you don't. Not going to go back and forth.
Oh, what? You're not going to go back and forth? Seems we've been going.
We already have.
Bye,
yeah,
Jim.
Honey.
Bye, Mackenzie. It was nice meeting you.
I was thinking he's such a dope. He's and got that picture of Biff.
Is he the
from
victim?
Back to the Future, too.
Yeah, that's very
Can people please go to Zod Ford so he can keep this job and feed his family and we can continue?
Yes.
He can continue to tweet like this. I think it's important. I think it's an added value for the show. So, on top of that, Colin Kaepernick was feeding the poor, and someone just happened to get a camera out there, which they were in short supply during the Super Bowl. I'm surprised. How'd they find out?
Really? That is a good question.
Isn't that crazy?
It was like somebody might have called them.
I mean, it seems like people try to keep so quiet about their charitable endeavors because it's a humbling thing to do, and you don't want to be getting publicity for it and getting attention, and somebody snuck a camera over there.
I have a serious issue, shallow thought. I actually really feel bad for the poor people who had to eat that food instead of watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, because they made a big to-do over. Colin Kaepernick's coming over. They can make cameras, so everybody is going to have to do this.
You know, there was a guy that was like, dude, I want to watch the game.
Why didn't he have the TV on?
Yeah, he should have brought brought TVs.
I'll tell you why. Because he didn't want to be seen watching the Super Bowl. Because he doesn't like football anymore because football screwed him.
Wait, they didn't have another room with the game on?
It's football loves police who shoot people on purpose.
Where's the video? I want to see the video of him serving people.
Yeah, it's in a nutshell. I think I'm close.
So what was he serving? What kind of food?
Oh, I'm sure the food sucked.
That was kind of a bloop. I would have blooped Maz for that.
For that question?
What he was serving, what kind of food. Are you hungry right now?
Possibly, but I'm wondering if he was standing there flipping burgers. Or that'd be cool, but they're always dishing some.
It's some slop, I'm sure.
Soup or something.
To think he could have been watching the Super Bowl. I think he's a well-meaning person, but honestly, I really lost interest in Colin Kaepernick a few times. The most recent time I really kindly said, okay, I'm done, is when he made such a production out of his tryout, and it had to be moved, and all these people were invited, and they're supposed to go to this one place, and then the last minute he says, no, we got to have it here, because I have to film it, and I'm not signing this damn waiver, which was a boilerplate thing. And he was really acting as if he was screwed somehow. And then one of the receivers that he invited to help him was signed.
Yeah. Mm.
I read this story about that was speculating on whether this receiver had asked him if it was okay. And I thought, okay.
Wait, what?
Hold on. How stupid is that? How absolutely ridiculous that anyone would even question. I mean, any one person who says he should be polite and ask Colin if it's okay to sign with it. What? That's almost as dumb, but not quite. No, it's probably in the same zone as having to ask him if he can play halftime at the Super Bowl.
Why is Colin Kaepernick in charge of all these things?
It seems to me you would have to ask him if you can play in the Super Bowl if you have to ask him if you're playing halftime. And I really was irritated with him before that. Not that he occupies a lot of my time, but when I read about him giving money to this family whose mother had killed a policeman and then escaped from prison, but she really had well-meaning things and she did this and that, and I just thought, that's fucking bullshit. That's really bullshit. And I also noticed that it was got very little coverage, as in, nobody really thought we needed to know about that, except for a few people.
There's still a ton of people who don't know about that.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Well, there were not enough cameras on it then, obviously.
Well, it's because they have to ask him first before they can cover certain things or not cover certain things.
For Christ's sake.
So, yeah, I kind of just... I think he's well-meaning, but honestly, it's just gotten so stupid now. I think we all need to move on. So I will move on, and I'll move on to... Oh, you know, we're in the Super Bowl still, I suppose. I'm just going to give you the rundown of the ad meter, which is one of the best things USA Today does. Yeah. They have it's usually 1 to 67 or however many commercials there are. There's probably 267 now.
The odometer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I thought the ad meter was really good this year. Usually I always go, what? But number one was Jeep with Bill Murray.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't Google and Loretta?
That was third. Hyundai Smart Pack was second.
That's a good
ad. Good commercial. Doritos Cool Ranch was fourth.
Doritos Cool Ranch, what was that?
That was with Sam Shepard.
Oh, Old Town Road.
Old Town Road.
Yeah, Little Nas X.
I personally thought McHammer was a better commercial.
For Cheetos?
Yeah.
McHammer.
Yeah. Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Yeah.
Why do we want to call him Sam Shepard all the time? The one-armed bandit.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, when I make these mistakes... Can you guys please correct me, or else there will be 19 people on the boner line, and I feel that you deserve equal blame. You are complicit when I call something a taquita instead of a taquito.
Yeah, but you don't want to be that guy. Anything. I don't want to be the guy that sits there.
But I don't care. Right. If it really upsets people that much, I'd rather someone acknowledge this.
I see people busting
we'll
you.
We'll see if there's any in today's boner line.
I mean, were you really thinking, oh, my God, I don't want to tell them it's a taquito because, oh, Jesus.
Sometimes.
A taquito?
Yeah, because you don't want to be that guy that's always correct.
That's a made-up thing.
I don't think I have to be corrected that often.
No, a taquito or taquita, they're made-up things. They're not actually...
I personally...
Besides, it's all the same food.
I'm not really sure it was worth calling the boner line over, but anyway.
Just get off on being dicks.
Number four, Doritos Cool Ranch. Number five, Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought
that was really
funny.
I
thought those were good picks.
Yeah.
The bottom five. Squares Place, Winona in Winona.
Oh, that wasn't that bad.
Fifth from the bottom. I thought it was pointless. I didn't even know whose spot it was. I really didn't.
Squarespace, yeah.
And I also thought, I didn't think Winona looked that good.
It's because she had a big jacket on.
But I love Winona. I wanted to look good.
It was a Fargo takeoff.
I know. I did get that. I thought that was a little...
I didn't know it was Winona for a long time.
See, I love Fargo, so I thought... God, if you don't love Fargo, I'm not sure you get this. Anyway, Quibi was fourth from the bottom of the bank heist.
Oh, that was dumb.
I thought it was dumb.
Is that just a new social media, like coming and trying to be like TikTok?
With short clips, yeah.
Okay.
Then we have Bloomberg's campaign ad. Pop-Tarts fix the pretzel.
It's very dumb.
Second to the worst. And the worst ad was the Trump campaign prison reform.
Really?
Yeah. I was surprised.
I'm shocked by that.
But the fact that Bloomberg and Trump are two of the bottom three tells me that it's just politics. People just went, oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
Or anybody on the right went, I hate that. And anyone on the left went, I hate that. Right. So maybe that's it.
And there's the oil of Olay or Olay ad.
President Donald John Trump.
Why wasn't that Olay one the lowest one? The what does this button do ad?
That one was ranked very poorly. That one was ranked. That should have been bottom five. That was horrible.
Defeated their purpose. The point of the commercial was.
But Busy Phillips is so popular, I guess a lot of people.
Nobody knows who she is.
I know. I'm really.
Can we do a Twitter poll? Do you know who Busy Phillips is?
Yeah.
Although our audience might, because we talked about her.
Well, we need to put her picture side by side with two other people who look similar to her and have them pick out which one's Busy,
you know,
and which one's Chelsea Handler and whatever the third one is.
Ugh.
I have to remember, what was the Twitter poll I wanted to do? It was very important to me, and it slipped my mind.
Very important.
Very important. Wait. It'll come to me. I got to come back to that.
The
okay,
Olay
so,
was 36 in the odometer.
Mm-hmm. How could it even be in the top 60%. It was so stupid. Space in space. Number six was the next 100 years.
Oh, for the NFL?
Yeah.
You know what I missed about that?
Is that the one where the ball was going around?
Yeah, and the kid ran out on the field.
It was terrible.
What I missed about that, and I heard someone complaining about it today, was that ad lost them when they had the Pat Tillman part of it.
I don't even remember that part.
Yeah, the kid ran up to the Pat Tillman statue.
And didn't know who Pat Tillman was?
Well, no, they did. They just felt like it's this capitalization of a guy who was killed via friendly fire. It just...
After giving up a really lucrative NFL contract, it would appear to be a big mistake. I mean, well, there's not many ways to think about that. I feel terrible about it.
They're using the death of Pat Tillman to promote the NFL.
Pretty weak.
Yeah.
That was number six. Then Before Alexa was seven.
That was five. I actually laughed.
I thought it was a good spot. Kia Tough Never Quits. Do you guys remember that?
No. Great ad. Oh, where did our girl Chrissy Teigen fall? Where did that fall?
Get ready.
What?
Number nine.
What?
Katie Sowers, Be the One. And
wait,
that was the ninth favorite ad.
Wait, which one? The Katie Sowers one?
Katie
or the...
Sowers.
Oh, no, I was talking about the Chrissy Teigen one.
Yeah, the Genesis.
Oh, that one was 20.
That's enough, as long as it's that low.
It was 28. It wasn't low enough for me. I wanted it way lower.
Did you know they had to re-edit that ad just a few days ago?
Why?
Because there was a shot of a helicopter in it. It was too close to Kobe.
It wasn't even moving.
It wasn't just in the air. It was
just sat in the background.
Sitting in the background.
And they had to re-edit because they were so scared that the public would be upset and triggered by Kobe's untimely passing.
Oh, whatever.
So no more helicopters anywhere. Kobe ruined it.
Yeah, I thought that spot was way too high. But people love those two.
I don't think they do, though. I really don't.
Well, they have a lot of
Kobe!
They have a following. I still wouldn't rate it high.
All of their following, they're the softest people on earth.
True.
Soft.
Okay, let's go back to number nine, because I thought you were actually guessing the next one, which was Katie Sowers. That spot.
That's dumb.
Okay, is this women love the spot because look what a great coach she is. She's ordering the players around, and she's blowing her whistle, and she's pointing at stuff.
if people like that commercial, I think it's because they just like the whole biography story.
Do you? Did like you
people
like
just
the
like biographies?
Tree?
I have to.
Trudy's in the hot seat today. I have so many questions.
I have
for
to
her.
Be quite frank. I don't think I was Super paying attention to half of them. I'd see like a commercial and I'd just be like, ah.
Well, Mark, can you cue up that commercial?
Yeah. Do you know who?
But I heard you guys talking about it.
You know, okay. Have you seen her before?
Yes, I did. I do remember seeing
a lesbian.
Now, before I show it, Drew, do you remember Thanks. What the ad was for?
No, I don't.
Brandon, do you remember what
She's
the
one is the tagline for whatever.
Yeah. Be
which
the one.
I know what it was for.
Okay, hold that thought Eli for a second. It's a new year, new decade, which means it's time for Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and Deals in ad.com's Start Something New event. During the Start Something New event, our friends at Zot are leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. Or if you're all about Jeep Wave, stop by Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. If you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease turn-in headquarters. Any piece of shit, no matter what you've done to it, how much crap you have in it, how many things you've spilled in it, how many dents it has, if it's got duct tape holding the rear lights
it.
On, yeah, take it to Zot. They'll go through that awkward part of turning it into the people that you're not going to re-up with, and they'll have fun doing it.
They'll even greet it.
Here's a nice piece of shit.
Over miles, body damage, payments remain. No problem for Zot. They'll get you in a new ride for the new year. Check out the deals in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Trudy, Dr. Roche, is banging away, giving people incredible deals for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and after seeing Shakira and J-Lo do all that booty shaking last night, you can get your booty tuned up, too, at Dr. Roche's. It's time for the Super Bowl of Romance, Valentine's Day. Just get in there in time for you to have it all tightened up for Valentine's Day. Get your butt tightened and smoothed out with liposuction for Valentine's Day in the month of February. Two areas get one area for free. For liposuction, that covers a lot of ground. Breast augmentation, $500 off. And get your special Valentine gift card for a free microdermabrasion treatment, $100 value. When you purchase a gift certificate at Dr. Roche's office, go to droche.com to see befores and afters and some of the procedures so you know what's going on there. And you could also call them at 248-338-1110.
What's the new name?
I like the pics on the website.
They're pretty hot. What's the new thing you said? Instead of a BBL, it's actually a more powerful laser?
Morpheus 8.
Morpheus 8, okay.
Morpheus 8 treatment.
And you're going to have one of those?
Yeah, I was trying to line that up.
I think I'm going to try, because I've decided that if I can keep my face looking semi-young, that's the only thing that matters anymore.
Yes, that is the only thing.
I mean, I'm working out. Morpheus. So, okay.
I love your face. It's so unusual.
Here's the commercial for Katie Sowers, the person who is now half responsible for the 49ers offense. She is the part of the brain trust.
That was a nice turn.
I remember loving football from day one. I wrote this a long time ago. I don't know how old I was. I hope someday I will be on a real football team. I'm Katie Sowers, offensive assistant coach for the San Francisco 49ers.
Bring it up.
I always knew I wanted to be a coach. My dad was a coach. I never saw an opportunity in football because I'd never seen a female coach before.
Let's run it again. Let's go.
People tell me that people aren't ready to have a woman lead, but these guys have been learning from women their whole lives. Moms, grandmas, teachers.
Then the trouble comes as a first read.
We have all these assumptions about what women do in life and what men do.
I'm glad my daughter's old enough to see this and understand how significant it is.
I'm not trying to be the best female coach. I'm trying to be the best coach. All it takes is one. All it takes is one, and then it opens the door for so many.
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
That was a weird bit of audio at the end there. I didn't know why they put that in
there. What team is she coaching there?
The 49ers.
Really? Because all the numbers they showed on players, 28, 65, they're not real 15, players. 72, 61. They're not. There's nobody that wears those numbers on the roster.
And do those numbers look like they were photoshopped on them?
No, they just used actors. I mean, those are...
Can you tell me...
Nobody wears those numbers on the team.
It's just a silly question here, because the 49ers have gone to the trouble. I mean, it's not easy to hire a female football coach in the NFL, because there aren't any in college.
Assistant.
Of an
coach.
Why do you suppose they didn't show her at practice?
Well...
They don't want you to think too hard about that commercial.
She's probably in a broom closet breaking down tons of video.
Trudy?
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
Do you think that that's a realistic thing as far as what she does at practice?
I don't know. I didn't see her doing it much more than holding a clipboard and yelling at some guys who were standing around.
She was holding a Microsoft Surface.
That's right. That was the whole point of it, wasn't it?
Yes.
They were inferring that she breaks down, you know, plays in practice and has a run it again, run it again.
Right.
And we know that she doesn't do that. In fact, that was not shot at where the 49ers practice.
No.
I got a lot of information on that today from people who were similarly just kind of
skeptical,
like,
of it.
Yeah, because I'm confused, and I'm asking you seriously, is the idea here that she's broken the door down and soon we'll have a female head coach in the NFL, and then at some point we'll have probably half females and half men coaching, half female players, half male players? Or is the idea that this is a freak thing that a woman got to coach an NFL team? She earned it somehow, and it means you can do anything.
Oh no! It's clearly that she's broken the glass ceiling, and
did she break the glass ceiling because she's so good, or is she a token hire so they could say, "Hey, look how evolved we are. We have a woman as football coach."
Oh, I don't know.
We're a little more progressive and ahead of the curve here in San Francisco.
She's not the first.
I'd agree with that.
There have been other offensive assistants.
Do you think she contributes? Do you think she will contribute a lot to the 49ers' success?
As much as, you know, any other assistant.
Really? As much as their defensive line coach?
No. I said any other assistant.
You mean about as much as the trainer?
Yeah. Or the video people or
equipment manager?
Yeah.
Equipment man, whoa!
Well, she's gonna get a ring.
The suggestion of the commercial and the one with the female kicking the football is that.
Well, that one's more ludicrous, though.
Women could do anything, and that this is the beginning, and this is how it starts, and soon they'll infiltrate, and they will be head coaches. And I get the same feeling about basketball.
I think that's what the secret ad wanted. I don't know. I guess I give her a little bit of credit because this is what she apparently always wanted to do, and she did it so great. But
is it something that people should encourage their daughters to, hey, if you want to coach the 49ers, you can do it.
I just want my daughter to watch a football game.
You know what I think it is? You know what I really think it is? For the last 5-6 years, Roger Goodell in the NFL has had such a bad look on women because of so many of their players that are doing bad things, so many of their players that are getting caught on video doing this and getting charges against
the same stuff that they've been doing all the time.
So I don't believe that she was a hire just for that, but I believe like commercials like these really, really help the NFL that look.
No, it's the fault of Microsoft. I don't blame her.
Maybe I'm being dumb, but if I were her, for example, I would feel dumb ordering around the 49ers in a commercial.
Yes, I would agree. It's not representative of probably what she really does.
I don't think it's representative of what many females will ever do.
Not with that attitude. You
know, not in football.
Probably not anytime soon.
And I'm, you know, this is what I hate about this is every time I make fun of the WNBA, there was a big thing that everybody wanted. I had so many emails about it. The story about the WNBA players getting the 30%
the CBA
raise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my initial response is, it's a charity league. How can you bitch about your pay in a charity league? Because it's not profitable. It's like a nonprofit. The NBA takes their huge profits and they throw it at the WNBA to kind of say, okay, just shut up for a while.
Yeah.
And they never do shut up.
People love to point out, you know, the league made $60 million last year, and their TV contract alone is, I think it was $25 to $30 million. I'm sitting there going, does that TV contract exist based on the eyeballs that watch it, or is it because ESPN also has a deal with the NBA, who owns
the NBA supports the WNBA. The NBA puts money into the WNBA. And I don't have a problem with that. But when people start saying, we're not playing, we're boycotting this game because we had to sit in an airport because we don't have charters like the men do. It's like, but that's not realistic. Yeah. That's not how business works. And if you want true equality, you would want this. And by the way, if there is such demand for it, why aren't women going to the games? Wouldn't you think women would go to support it? Because we all support. We'll have each other's back. And Women are just entertaining as men, and therefore I'm going to go and support my girls. No, they don't do it.
It really seems like a lot of women hate women.
Well,
there's some of that.
I think there's a lot of it.
Well, we have to all compete with each other, and you know. But I'm tired of thought provoking during the Super Bowl because that's everybody's getting drunk. Isn't that kind of realistically what's going on around a football team that's supposed to be a big party, and then they try to be thought provoking? Don't they know the room?
They also, you're absolutely right. But unless you run it real early, the early ads have much more impact on me. As the game goes on, it's like, who fucking cares? I feel like it just annoys me that this is part of the narrative that women are getting fucked over. Look, this is the first female coach in the NFL. That's bullshit. It doesn't. Some things, it just goes back to something that I hate saying because it's so obvious. There's some things women do better than men. There's some things men do better than women. Football's one of them.
Sure.
Is that a big deal? I mean, are women walking around going, God, I just wish I could play football like as well as men? I mean, are really all the women walking around going, there's a woman out there who could be in that league?
I wish I could play football as good as those guys.
I do too. And I'll take it a step further just for fun, just to be provocative. Do many people think that, why are the running backs black? Why are the white running back?
Christian McCaffrey.
That's one in the league.
Well, he's really good.
Best one in the league, you racist.
No, I'm going by a statistical fantasy football.
Did he lead the league in rushing?
He's not the best in the league.
You sure do keep close track of those white running backs, Brandon.
You're right. He did not lead the league in rushing, but he led for a while. He had rushing and catching. He blew away every other
position. I can't believe you don't like
Lamar
Jackson either.
In fantasy football.
I agree with Brandon, though, that I feel like the NBA is trying to...
But no, prior to him, it was the dude that was at Cleveland Browns.
What was his name?
Someone that
on the cover of Madden.
Yeah.
He went to Arkansas. This is an information dump coming.
Oof. Running back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Peyton Hillis. Peyton Hillis.
I barely remember him.
Oh, come on. It's Mike Alstott. I mean, that's the right running
back. But he was a fullback, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's different.
Corey Schlesinger. I almost have
to go back to Rob Carpenter.
Hey, Michigan. No, Rob Lytle's Michigan.
Rob Lytle, he was kind of a fullback type. What were you going to say about Brandon's comments?
You're being racist, thinking that only white guys can be fullbacks.
Pretty much.
I feel like I agree that I think the NBA is trying to work out its public relations issues.
Right. But why are we telling people that
the NBA is doing great?
Yeah, the NFL
is doing great.
The wall's been broken, and all these women are going to pour into the NFL just like Katie Sowers when.
Do you think that's what the message of the ad is, or is it?
I'm not sure, but I think it's okay. The message is one:
you can do whatever you want.
That she's doing a lot more than you think she is.
Shouldn't the message of the ad really be: is look how cool these Microsoft Surfaces are, and you can use them anywhere you are?
No, they're using a fake message.
That's what pisses me off about it. Same with Olay, and same with Secret.
So
same with Google. Fuck you, Loretta.
Hey.
No, I'm just kidding. I love Loretta.
No, they're trying really hard.
Google, show me Loretta's bush. I know it's Jackie O-like as far as I remember.
You know what? There is something about that. Think about that.
Bush.
Google, this massive company, is pulling on your heartstrings when they're just collecting massive amount of data about Loretta.
It's got a bush.
How much data do they have on Loretta?
It was an effective commercial. I thought it was a really good commercial, and it actually tugged at my own heartstrings.
It was. However, think about what they're selling.
There's a big however there.
Bush!
No, huge. But I shouldn't take these things so seriously. It's just that I feel this message all the time. It's wearying.
Yeah, they're trying too hard to land messages.
And this is what's wrong with me. I want them to land the right message. Like, can't we talk about the way we can really, you know, some of these things that aren't right? There's a way to do this. It's not by trying to get more women in the NFL or by paying WNBA players another $40,000 a year. That's not really going to help a lot of women.
It's symbolic, but... Your discussion yesterday of how many people are on Procter & Gamble's board is the most illuminating part of this argument.
Thank you, Drew.
Because they don't represent
what 13 seconds of research.
They're fake. And
they're,
you know,
they're spending $60 million to fake an argument.
They want you to buy their product.
And you know what? At
the
show,
and have women buy
and
soap.
And honestly, that's all they should be doing is trying to get you to buy their product.
I thought a little bit more about it after the show, and I honestly, I'm dying to know if they just piled three chicks onto the board recently. Because
well, fun fact, they're all white, by the way. Showing the
picture. What?
Oh no, there's an Asian. I'm sorry, Amy Chang. Look, that doesn't
not
look like
very
the most diverse
board. Not very
especially,
diverse.
What's that one guy's name? Go back. What's his name? W. James McInerney Jr. What does he do? Click on that cougar, that old coot.
Hey, some George of soap development.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Can you pause on or make sure we can go back to the 70. Weinstein story really quick?
Yeah. You got it.
They're all old, too. Get some young people on that board.
Yeah, it's very
what's
ageist
up with that?
Yeah.
You get a young black lesbian on that board.
I mean, Procter & Gamble, no strangers to controversy either. Their entire story has been controversial.
Well, right? They gave cancer to all those vaginas, right? Isn't that
that's
true. Baby powder?
Remember the ads?
All those vaginas.
Well, that certainly doesn't make your vagina sound very appealing.
What was
The sign of the
it was
devil?
The razor blade company, not Schick, but was
Gillette?
Running the ads. Gillette was running the ads.
Right.
You know, here they're ripping off women forever. For everything
yeah,
they sell,
packs.
They charge women more. And all of a sudden, they're telling us about toxic male masculinity. And I don't know if there's any. There's a lot of these buzzwords and phrases that I find really annoying.
Gillette, by the way, owned by Procter & Gamble, which looks like there's a lot of toxic masculinity on that board that we've been
sure
looking
does.
At.
And by the way, three of the five women in the last just 2 years have joined that board.
What?
Full disclosure, I own stock in Procter & Gamble.
Oh.
I do too.
So whatever that board needs to do to sell more products, do it.
So this term toxic masculinity it's men. Toxic people are of either gender. There's not, in my opinion, it's toxic is toxic. When someone's toxic, I don't care if they're a man or woman. Are we saying there aren't really toxic women?
Oh God, there's shitloads of them.
I know.
Well,
so why is it always this is toxic masculinity? Is there ever toxic female
femininity?
Sure. Oh yeah.
Or because there's more of this that we never going to reference that this exists on the other side. And I don't mean to make it a war between men and women, but it just seems I feel like and this is probably why it bothers me so much because everything all the judgy righteous is pointed at me. The white male.
You
know.
Fuck you. I'm trying to help you, motherfucker.
Are you being marginalized, or is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm just being shit on. It's all our fault.
We
it's
might have
all
to rag.
Our fault. We get all the advantages. Everything just is given to us, and
we'll
then we not only that we fuck
fine.
Everyone else over.
Yeah, we'll
and,
be fine.
And yeah, I'll be fine too. No, that's the point. Is that I will be fine. And I had this conversation with someone whose name I won't mention about political correctness and whatnot, and he gave me this line about how, you know what, that stuff's it doesn't matter to me. It's not going to affect me. I'm almost retired and blah, blah, blah. You know, I think it's really stupid, but I don't even think about it because it doesn't fucking matter to him.
Kind of right.
And no, and I should be saying the same thing, but to be truly honest, and maybe this isn't the case, I really wonder what goes on in the minds of young 16, 17, 18 year old men, if they feel the hit, and I don't feel the hit, it's not like, oh, that commercial just knocked me off my feet. It's a lot of messages that are headed, you know, either to me, to you, you know, yours is that you can be an NFL coach and
can't wait.
And I wonder if young men, young white men, because I'm a white guy, it's not my fault. So I'm sorry. But, you know, I think I have the view. I'm allowed to have a viewpoint.
Okay, boomer.
Are you apologizing for your white privilege? Is that what you just did?
No, I didn't. I'm saying that. I think I did that a long time
ago. I thought
ago.
I heard you say I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I'm sorry that for all that I'm responsible for as this, you know, gender and skin color. It's terrible what I've done. And that I am this, you know, it's like this DNA is just toxic and it's horrible. And I realize all that I've done to everyone.
So ridiculous.
Nice.
But I will really, cause I sort of agree with my friend, like, yeah, so, you know, it's really more for them which is not that I don't mean I want to improve myself or I want to be well behaved. I don't mean I'm always trying to be that way. I mean, generally, it's probably hard to acknowledge or to see it. But I just wonder when the messages are reversed, you know, and we had a little conversation about the two guys from MLK Day, you know, who flubbed and their careers are over. And the guy, you know, the blog from the Washington Post writer, mm-hmm. yeah. and this guy is, you know, his journalism career just finished. Mm-hmm. And nobody cares because they're white guys. Who fucking cares? No, you're going to see people carrying signs for them. And I know it's just a couple guys. It's not a big deal. But I guess I just feel like for somebody who's 16, 17, 18, I wonder, do all those messages, do those register with people, or are they too busy? I always think that people are too busy getting fucked up and having fun and chasing women.
Or sending dick pics and exchanging, you know, new photos
exactly.
of each other.
Right. So, yeah. but then you're always led to believe that 16-year-olds are different now, and they're very evolved, and they're very progressive, and they're really smart, and they know all the right things.
On average, how long is Gen Z's attention span? This is a very short 8 seconds.
Because we've taught them that everyone's equal, and so I don't buy that. I think
this is a generation that is willing to pay dues.
If you're 16, you're dumb. You're just dumb.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You're just experiencing how everything feels.
Yeah, you know it. You think you know everything, and you don't know anything.
I'm fucking 17.
Possibly.
That's why it was.
Except for him.
But every generation evolves.
It was a.
No.
When you're 16.
Oh,
you're
no, you're
stupid.
Dumb. No. But the evolution doesn't happen when you're 16.
You think you're a grown up. You think you can. You know better than anybody older than you because you're all there and you're smarter anyway. Because most.
Do I need to bust out Marcel, the punk rocker, for you?
No, I thought that was why it was so much fun to bust out all those people, was to show how dumb they were. And they were my age. They were, you know, they were 19, 20, 22 years old in, what was it, 81, 82. It just shows that 20-year-olds, 18-year-olds, they're always dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always exceptions. There's always brilliant people. But generally speaking, that's the way they are. So, yeah. And we always hear about, you know, all these messages that women have been getting for so long. They've been told this and this and this. And now the message is really different. And it's not reversed. It's not intended to be reversed. But sometimes I wonder. I'm just not like I'm walking around worrying about this all the time. But anyway.
Why don't you just take shit for a couple of years?
Sometimes.
Just take it. And then we'll all just call it equal. Both go our separate ways.
But the people who are 16, they didn't do anything.
No, I mean you guys. You.
Oh, us
you,
guys.
White
they
guys.
Just grow up.
Just take some shit for a couple of years. Just pretend like, yeah, whatever.
I just don't care. Like,
yeah,
my
I mean,
generation.
No, I'm inclined, honestly, this whole topic of what these commercials mean.
It's true. It's true.
No, we don't care about nothing, bro.
We don't care.
I don't care nothing. It's Nirvana screwed, and Pearl really. Jam and stuff.
Yeah.
See, everyone fights
like
everyone about everything.
People really
all
like
we care about.
Brandon.
Go kill something else.
The voice of Gen X.
I'm not Gen X.
No, when you have the voice of Gen X, you nail it, according to many people.
According to everybody.
We don't care.
So, Harvey is back, right?
Yeah, another great... Did you see the revelation today?
I didn't. That's why I wanted to watch the story, because I was going to put Trudy on the spot again!
Oh, my God!
I have a feeling they're not going to reveal what she said today in court, but you never know.
Okay.
Breaking down in tears on the stand while questioned by the defense. NBC's Stephanie Gosk with what happened inside that courtroom.
Facing a withering cross-examination, Jessica Mann sobbed so uncontrollably today, the judge had to end early.
Oh, good
Mann
move.
Says Harvey Weinstein yeah. sexually assaulted her 3 times, including an alleged rape in 2013 at a hotel in New York City, one of the allegations central to this trial. The defense argued the aspiring actress and Hollywood producer were in a consensual relationship that lasted years, suggesting it was Mann who took advantage of Weinstein. Defense attorney Donna Rotunno asking, "You manipulated Harvey Weinstein every time you continued to see him after each sexual encounter? How I handled it to survive and process things. I guess you can say manipulation." The defense not letting up.
She said that?
"You made him think you wanted it. Yes, I would put a face on." Rotunno highlighted dozens of text messages and emails exchanged between the two. "You sent him emails telling him how wonderful he was. You sent him emails thanking him. You sent him emails asking for things. Yes. The defense says Mann wanted help with her career. I did not want him to hurt my acting career. I did want to be associated with him, but I was afraid of his unpredictable nature. Mm-hmm. I was happy he was interested in me. At one point, Rotuno directly questioned Mann's judgment on the day of the alleged rape in New York. Knowing what happened to you in multiple hotel rooms, you thought the best place to go was up to the room? I thought the best place would be someplace private because he was yelling at me. Weinstein pleaded not guilty to all five charges he faces and has denied all allegations of non-consensual sex. Tomorrow, Jessica Mann will have to take the stand again.
Stephanie Gosk,
NBC News, New York.
Okay, this case is so fascinating because we've read so much about Harvey Weinstein. We know he's a serial assaulter of women.
Hideous.
No, yeah. He's just the most horrible person. And to find out his penis looks like a vagina is terribly scarred. Yeah. He has no testicles. And after you have sex with him, you find an expired needle that he just used to inject into whatever wiener there is.
My favorite part about that story on the stand is that she said she had to Google it to see what the medication was. And I'm like, oh, the same machine that reminds us about Loretta. Finds out that Harvey Weinstein injects that into his dick.
The funny thing was, I actually put myself in her head and I thought, yeah.
Oh, everybody
I would have Googled that too.
Oh my God, in a heartbeat.
So
where's my dick?
Would have taken a picture of it.
This is the part of the story, by the way, that never really is discussed. And that's the fact that this is a girl who's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. I mean,
very beautiful.
Okay. I think she's fabulous looking. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she goes to Hollywood. She wants a career. She's not from a big town. She's a little naive. But the next thing you know, Harvey Weinstein notices her. And he's talking about giving her the lead in a vampire movie. And I understand she's young, she's naive, and all that. But that doesn't happen. That's not how it works. You pay dues. You go to,
work hard for it.
Yeah, you go to acting classes and improvs, and you get assaulted by, James Franco
first.
Before you get to Weinstein. You practice doing nude scenes with James Franco. I mean, it's a horrible, ugly, grotesque thing. We all know how it works. But a lot of the women, and they're screaming, and they should be upset, but there are a lot of them who are willing to do what it takes to get to that place, whether it means, having sex with James Franco or taking his nude class. And the impression I get is that the way the story's evolved, it would lead you to believe that it's all one-sided. It's all bad Harvey Weinstein. And believe me, there's so much bad Harvey Weinstein, that's not even up for discussion. But there's that part where, he can dangle these carrots, and there's people that want to grab it. And
yeah, but you don't hear about those people because it's consensual if they want to do that.
But, okay, here's where I'm going. This is why Trudy's in the hot seat right now. Because the girl says that she was, okay, if you're, I won't go there because it's too hard a question to ask. When I think of a rape, I think of something, it's usually a stranger, maybe not always a stranger, but my brain goes to a stranger and I think you'd never be in the room with that person again, ever. You'd never, if you saw him, you'd run.
Yeah.
But in this case, she's young, she's meeting this really powerful person that she really shouldn't even have access to, but she's so pretty. She is. And so Harvey Weinstein zeroes in on her. And the next thing you know, she goes up to his room with her girlfriend, thinking that I'm better off with her. And he's talking about giving them both the lead in the movie, which is preposterous.
Yeah.
Preposterous. She has no credits. She goes up to his room and they're in the living room. And Harvey says, come here from the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's standing in the doorway. And I wasn't sure about this part. She said he grabbed her and pulled her in the room, locked the door. And performed oral sex on her, mm-hmm. against her will, uh-huh. And that after this, and I wondered, do you think he pulled her in the room, locked the door, did she go in? I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to be a juror here, mm-hmm. And I'm not questioning that he belongs in prison. He does. I want him in prison forever and ever and ever. He's just the worst. I hate him in so many ways, but I'm a juror and I'm supposed to be objective. something. Anyway, he does that. And, you know, that just sounds horrible. And then afterwards, he says, how was it? She says, it was the best ever. Because she wants, you know, she wants a job.
She was nervous.
She was, yeah, she was nervous. She yeah, she was scared. She said she faked the orgasm. And then afterwards, though, I don't think it was right then, though. I think it was like later, he said, you know, do you like my big fat Jewish dick?
Really?
Oh.
No, I know. Jesus and she Christ. Says, oh, yeah. And then, you know, how was it? It was the best ever. This isn't right then when she's in the room and she feels afraid of him physically. This is, she's trying to curry favor with him. She still, in fact, she says, after he forced oral sex on her, and I'm quoting here, and tell me if I have this wrong. She said, I entered into a relationship with him that I thought would be agreeable. Did you see that quote?
I did not see that quote.
It's a quote. Well, look
I'm
for it.
I'm looking. I'm looking.
And she said that, you know, I was pretty naive. I hadn't had a lot of sex or sex partners. And I thought she was inferring that because we had some kind of sex.
She did say at one time she did have consensual sex with him.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, why would that be agreeable? This guy's a fucking monster. He's been a monster to you. But he's talking about that lead in that movie, too. So...
Well, he did get her. Didn't he get her a job as a hairstylist, which she didn't want to accept?
She was working at the hotel that Harvey took her in the room, so Harvey had easy access to her because he could go where she was hairdressing. And in fact, she has another meeting with him at the hotel after this happened, and she said they were supposed to meet in the cafeteria or the restaurant or whatever. And she saw him at the front desk, and she goes, "Oh, he's getting a room. Shit!" And so she goes over there. She said to try and talk him out of it, and. And but instead, he's already getting the keys, and he just grabs her arm, and they march up to the room where he starts yelling at her to take her clothes off. And next thing is she's on the floor nude, and they have sex. And that was one of the times he raped her. And then at this point, she's in a relationship with him. And then the next time, they go to the bedroom, and that's when he tears her pants off so hard that she said she had scratches that were inches long on her leg from him tearing her pants off.
And this is the incident that he's actually being charged with, none of the other ones.
Right. But it's actually the third, I believe it's the third non-consensual sex they had, according to her. And she told him that it was the best sex she'd ever had the first time.
So you basically explained why convictions in sexual assault are pretty rare.
So knowing
I mean,
what
that's really the reason why.
Well, but we know this is not your average rape case, though. This is a very unusual. I'm hoping there's two girls who are testifying, and there's four girls who are being asked also, who are part of the long list of Harvey Weinstein. They're being asked to testify too. I'm praying the second plaintiff is a better witness than the first one.
Aren't most rape cases, though, they're not the stranger. They're always somebody that.
Yeah.
Knows the victim.
Well, yeah, they are, but they don't always go back and enter into a relationship
with
them.
No, but that does happen.
And yeah, it does. No, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. And by the way, when we talk about how, you know, well, she can't be held responsible because he has power over her. Can we teach women to not just go along with that?
Yeah.
Is there a way?
Definitely.
You know, instead of always saying, well, they have no choice.
If only Microsoft would make an ad.
Well, I mean, your point about
and I'm not blaming her. I'm not trying to cast aspersions on her. I'm just saying, as a juror, this is really confusing. So, jury, you're on the jury.
Okay.
Guilty? Not guilty. Based on what you've heard so far.
He's okay. That's not a simple answer. You just can't say that.
There's only one word or two words I want to hear.
The idea that he's being manipulated is preposterous. Just preposterous.
I agree, but
he
you're
could
not,
be
not answering my question.
Oh boy. When you
Great
like
lawyer.
You walk into the monster's lair, you're going to expect that some
multiple times
level of attack is going to happen to you.
Exactly.
But there are so many people who feel like, okay, if I could just get through this to the other side when I'm safe somewhere, then you just don't go
if
back.
If I can just get that role because I want this career and I'm really pretty and he noticed me right away. So I've skipped a lot of steps. If I can just get this guy to put me in this movie, which is a movie, significant movie.
I think where he ripped her pants off, guilty.
Okay, so you're guilty.
The other stuff is there.
Well, he's only being charged with that
one. Yeah, okay.
The pants ripping one.
Let's see what happened in court today.
Oh, that's
I don't
fun,
know.
What she said
I don't know about today.
Right. Today's
it's kind of a fascinating case, isn't it?
It is. You're right.
And I don't mean that in a prurient way at all. I mean, I hate this guy. I hope the jury. If I was on the jury, because today I was thinking, God, I don't know if I could say guilty. But then I thought, no, I know all the other stuff. I'm saying guilty. I don't care how shitty this witness is. He's fucking guilty. He needs to go away.
Well, he does.
But you know, you know about everything else,
I know,
too.
I know.
You know, you know the jurors do, too. No, so Jessica Mann was telling the story that they were in the shower.
Wait, what happened to the story?
We watched it.
That was the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but the Post has been doing great work. And so she's talking about how she was in the shower with Weinstein. Ugh. He wanted to shower first, which was beneficial to me, she said. And he asked me to come into the shower. And then he said to me, have you ever had a golden shower? Now, not to split hairs here, but
how
they are in the shower.
So it just washes right off.
Personally, I don't know. I just can't believe.
And she said no.
I'd say this, but I can't believe she's in the shower with him. She's
well, she did say the other day that he smelled like, quote unquote, shit. And she corrected herself and said, oh, I'm sorry, poop.
And she rubbed lotion into his blackhead filled back.
I want him guilty just for that. That's
God's
gross.
Sakes.
And what she had oral sex against her will, told him it was the best ever, and returned to his room.
Well, you're going
to
say that.
I mean,
not to
time
brag,
to time.
But the doctor said it was the biggest boil they had ever seen.
So she said no, and the next thing you know, he's peeing all over. She said, I was in shock. It was gross. I turned to the corner of the shower and just looked away.
This guy is so fucking sick. I mean, he's just, you know, it's all power. I control you, just like these stalking guys. And it's just, I don't get that. I wish we could just, can't we just put all those control people on an island? Let them control each other and have the control off.
They're trying to figure out what
to
do
with women that like to control and have a control off. I mean, there are controlling women.
I think Pedophile Island is available, Epstein's place. So
yes,
it might be a good start.
It is.
It's too nice though. You want to put him someplace where you know he's going to suffer.
So the golden shower is
pretty much
the biggest thing that wasn't in the
NBC
story.
Yeah, well, she cried. She cried today.
How bad is her self-esteem?
No, I mean, on the stand, but I mean what she revealed, the golden shower.
Well, she did reveal that there was always negotiation to have sex. The more I realized I was just being used, I tried not to have sexual encounters with them. Sometimes
he just wanted
to masturbate while holding me.
She would just accept any like level of him to try to get to this.
Well, she admitted it can some
goal
some
that
were
she aspired to.
But the one was not.
She figured that's paying your dues.
I gotta say, with all the stories about Harvey Weinstein and all the information, and we know some cases are past the statute of limitations. This one must be a pretty good one if this is the one they're bringing forward.
Boy, I'm amazed there's not a better case, honestly.
In the statute of limitations?
Well, the statute of limitations is the problem, I guess. And I don't understand. Why is there a fucking statute of limitations anyway?
There must be some physical evidence we haven't seen yet or it hasn't been reported
on. Plant pot and everywhere else.
You know, like the ripped pants or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Reminds me that E. Jean Carroll.
Interesting.
Who said that Trump raped her in the dressing room at Bergdorf's?
Yeah, there's a bad witness.
She says she had the clothes she was wearing that day tested, and there's male DNA in those clothes, and she's trying to
Kobe.
Get...
That joke worked on many levels. I just want to point that out.
I don't know why that drop works so well.
Well, that
so
one
long.
Worked well for the story
she's
at hand.
She's trying to get the court to force Trump to give up DNA.
But she also said,
I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
Yeah, and so a lot of people got turned off by that.
Kobe!
That pretty much just shut her down. Once she said that with Anderson Cooper, everybody was like, all right. Okay.
You know, I was really surprised when Anderson Cooper just quickly went to commercials when she said that.
Yeah.
I thought, wait.
That's pretty wacky. I think it threw him for a loop.
But...
Yes, he's very sensitive.
He's not supposed to be thrown for a loop. And that's something you have to go, what did you just say?
Yeah, expand
but I on think
it.
That he said something that he didn't like. He didn't want to hear that, so he shut it down and went to commercials. Because if you're truly objectively trying to talk to somebody about an event and they say something that crazy, you've got to dig in and go, what do you mean by that? What? But instead, he just said, that's not good for the case, or that's not good for your story. We're going to commercial.
Ronan Farrow would.
Oh, Ronan Farrow would have dug right in.
Do you think Ronan Farrow haunts Anderson Cooper's dreams because he's so good looking?
Jealous. Yeah.
And he's better at it?
Yeah, yeah, Ronan
Farrow. Frank Sinatra's kid?
Very interesting. I'm really curious to see where Ronan Farrow goes next.
Yeah, he's got something. You know,
and I wish I could point him in a few directions, but but no luck as of yet. Okay, how far are we, Brandon? 154?
155.
Okay, the boner line is 209-66-BONER. That's 209-66-BONER. Did we get, did Joe leave?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know if he got a number for, Charlie wants to get a boner line, but not call it the boner line?
Oh, we can get it. Yeah, we can definitely get
Joe
one.
I don't know if he has
one locked down yet, but we can definitely get one set up.
Okay. Is there a number? Joe has 10 phones. Is there a number you can always reach him at? Is there one
number? It depends on what room he's in.
I got 10 numbers.
Because I'm finding this sort of common feeling that, you know, I feel like if I call this phone, I might not get him. If I call that phone, I might not get him. If I text him at this phone, I might not get him. I might get him. He might respond right away. But sometimes it turns out that that's not the phone he's really using. So I wonder if there was one central phone where everything goes.
The bath phone.
Zooves.
Yeah. There is.
The bath phone. No, it's my phone. And then I'll tell him.
Really? That seems
quite sexist. We need a Microsoft ad to take care of that. You're not his secretary. You're his mother.
Let's work on that.
There's one central number.
Let me ask you if this is the
clearinghouse.
One, because I thought it was this one, and then I'm not so sure.
1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Really?
Is it? Oh, now I have to go into my numbers.
555-5555.
That's the number I have.
Okay.
I don't know his phone number.
And I have the same problem with email, because I emailed him once and he didn't get my emails, and it was, does he have multiple emails too?
You got the wrong number, brother.
Do you know that number?
Oh, no. I think I know what that might be, though.
I'm going to take down your other number when we finish today. Remind me, please. You have a better number than I do. Why does he have a hotline? Why don't I have his hotline? I'm not as special as you.
Apparently not, no.
Damn it.
Zooves.
What does it take?
I'd have to put in a few more years, Drew.
Okay, so the boner line is 209. Yeah, 209. I do. You got a big head start on me. 209-66-BONER.
I'm watching The Big Game, and I'm sure you guys seen that Planners killed off Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, I've seen that.
They saw The Mandalorian and figured out that Baby Yoda was cute, because now we have Baby fucking Peanut.
That baby's ugly.
Get some original shit.
Anybody want a peanut?
The halftime show sucks. Can we get someone that doesn't lip sync? Like, Fish? Fish would rock it.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
I'm watching the halftime show, and all I can think about is music, Bennifer.
Forever love is always on my mind.
Audio separated at birth. Fergie singing Sweet Child of Mine, and the kid in Step Brothers singing Sweet Child of Mine.
Minutes 40 seconds into the latest No BS News Hour. Police Chief Craig,
ridiculous.
4 years ago, they were at a ridiculous something like 29,000 a year.
No BS News Hour 1420, ridiculous.
James Craig, this is the most ridiculous thing I saw happen.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
The Brandon boner line was awesome.
I agree.
I'm non-braggadocious.
Trudy, we all think you're hot. You're boner-licious.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
Sorry you had to hear that, Zeus.
Me and my mom talked it over, and she said yeah.
So I hate to okay boomer you guys, but there was no mention of My Chemical Romance tickets going on sale at LCA, and the tickets sold out in like 3 seconds.
Are you okay?
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
I've got an ASAB. AB's short blast.
with Chris Farley's Wait, I Can Read It drop.
Wait! I can read it. I can read it.
Stop teasing us. Call Stan.
Pardon me?
Do you think possibly that he knows how much drops are on this awesome show?
I know.
You think he realizes how famous he is?
Bullshit.
I was in the car the other day and some rap song was playing on the radio and they used that same Will Forte drop you guys use of, you want me to change?
And you want me to change? Fuck you!
Fuck!
Separated at birth. Drew complaining about the burps. And the TV anchor complaining about the hammering.
Someone in that control room is out of control.
That burp's for you, Drew.
How dare you talk to me like that?
You guys talk about farts nonstop, yet Drew draws the line at someone burping.
You don't get it. I can tell.
I know Drew is a voracious reader, but I really wish you would stop reading the room. You and Mark say that about 5 times an episode or more.
Stop whining.
Separated at birth. The chick who you just played on the boner line who talked about the earthquake in Jamaica. And then the cameo recording that you guys have of that other chick who starts out with, hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to bring your attention to their earthquake.
Hey, Drew. I wanted to say hi to Mags and Legba.
Mags and Legba.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, Drew.
The other day you were talking about your friend in the locker room who was pulling on it. Blah, 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 blah. Can you also retell the story? It was something about a party, vomiting, and sawdust. Please retell that story.
I love that story!
I just wanted to inform you of some new influencers, the 600-pound sisters from my 600-pound life. You gotta check it out.
Excuse me! What's up, my
family? See ya.
See ya. See ya. See ya.
Leave our faces. Keep it stiff.
Keep it stiff.
Keep it stiff.
Okay, bye.
That's it. Has anyone read The Room today? Has that been said?
I don't believe so.
I think so.
I don't think so either.
I think so.
I think I might have.
Oh.
I think the Super Bowl was guilty of not reading.
Oh. What's your sawdust story?
Why didn't you get blamed?
That's from me as a kid.
I'll, next time. Okay. One line next time.
Trudy will never say it again anywhere, anytime. Don't tell Trudy not to do something unless you mean it.
So the sawdust, is that the stuff called Vobam that they throw down when somebody throws up at school?
Yeah, but that was when you were on the
that?
Bus, wasn't
yeah,
it?
I was true? Thinking she meant when I threw up on the bus, yeah. And I was so humiliated, and I'd eaten peanut butter and jelly every single day, and my mom
so
made
good.
Me an egg salad sandwich for lunch, and for some reason, I was so into my peanut butter and jelly that my body rejected it, and I remember feeling sick on the way home, and I was going to get off the bus. I was in fifth grade. I think it was. I have a late birthday, so I could have been... It was cold out, so it would have been 10. Anyway, I was going to get off the bus at a stop, and I just thought, I just had to make a few more stops. And I barfed huge on the bus, and it was like, first of all, of course, jokes are flying.
Yeah, didn't someone want the big chunks or take another good chunks?
Oh, no.
My friend Jeff accused Keith Solomon, who was bullied quite a bit, of getting all the good chunks.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
I admire this Jeff.
What a brutal crowd.
Poor Keith and his parents. Wait, what are their names?
Drew is feeling awful because he's puking. And he still takes the opportunity to bully the kid.
Oh, yeah. No,
with a great line, I got to say.
It was really good. Jeff had some great
lines.
He
was bummed out by it. Oh, man, he's getting all the good chunks.
I remember like it was yesterday.
So hilarious.
And it was so humiliating. And I'm not going to get graphic about it. I could, though. And it would be worse. It was so humiliating. I mean, it was one of those, my life is over. My life is over. And
I've been there.
After about 2 more stops, another bus was coming our way. And Leroy, who was our driver... Leroy honked and put the stop thing out, and the bus stopped, and he went into the other bus and got sawdust and threw it on.
Oh, what a man.
That's what they're supposed to do.
I know, but it was like, so bad. It was horrible.
It doesn't roll up and down the aisle.
It was. It was rolling around. That's what I was going to say. And so I've never lived it down. If I go to a reunion, it'll come up. I guarantee it'll come up. But I thought, maybe, is she talking about the Gordinian slime? Because this friend of mine got really sick at my friend Davis's house. This is when we had just started getting smoking dope. I think we were in 10th grade or 9th. No, 9th. We smoked dope in 9th grade. And we were really stoned. And Davis, like many of us, parents were starting to get divorced. This is how old I am. When my parents got divorced, Triple Threat Johnny and myself were the only kids in school with divorced parents.
Oh!
And it was kind of a, you know, like, oh, man, it was kind of a big deal. I mean, people, that's why I think when people whine about my parents got divorced, I kind of feel, not because you're like, well, it's really something that my parents got, but it just, I don't know. It's
get
so commonplace now, but it's still your first divorce of your parents. I mean, right. It's a big deal. So anyway, Johnny and I became fast friends, plus because our houses were empty all the time because our moms worked. And so, you know, I refer to us as feral kids. We were really latchkey kids, but we were feral kids. We recorded phony phone calls at his house all the time. I mean, wow. Look at the career value those phony phone calls had.
True.
Anyway, we're getting super high at Davis's house, and Davis's mom was divorced, so that was kind of an open house place to go. And there were other kids there, and actually, I think it was an all-out party, like Rents OT, you know, parents out of town, Rents OT. Except that Davis's mom was just, I think she had a boyfriend, and so she was kind of, you know, in and out of the mix. She was hot, actually. Wow. And so he threw a bash. Actually, she went to Wisconsin for the weekend with him, and Davis was in charge. Davis had little brothers. So the house is just filled with people, and we're getting really high in the basement, and one of the people that came to the party got super too drunk. He was one of those guys that barely made the cut as a friend, but his parents were super rich, and he drove a brand new Cadillac. And so, you know, I think that's why he made the cut, because he had a car immediately when he got his license. He got it early, too. When you got your license early and you had car, yeah. Oh, my God, you could get laid. That was huge, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, I don't know.
And his name was Gordon, and he threw up in the basement, like really seriously threw up.
It's pronounced Gordon.
And we were super high, and so we were like looking at this barf, which was rolling. Rolling towards the drain.
Oh my God.
Like really slowly. And it was like, oh my God. It was multicolor. It was really weird. And we labeled it the Gordinian slime. And there are references to Gordinian slime, or it looks like Gordinian slime, or did you see that? It looked like Gordinian slime. So I don't know if she's talking about that. Then when she said a party, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, in college.
If she left the sawdust. Oh, party in college.
That's what I thought she said.
Sawdust College. I don't remember that one. Mm. The Gordinian slime.
So she needs to call us back and quantify what barf she was talking about.
Yes, and what sawdust.
Good job.
I hope she's not talking about fifth grade. I don't want
to actually, it wasn't even
anymore.
A bad story, to be honest.
Fifth grade was a tough year.
Are you okay?
Oh, God.
I am okay. Isn't it weird, though?
My first F in fifth grade, so I remember fifth
what
grade.
Class?
Oh, were you held back again?
No.
Again?
I went back the first time.
Oh, sir. Oh, you sure?
I was 17 when I graduated. I was too young.
What? Ooh! 17 when I graduated. Man, it's funny how the license thing.
I'm fucking 17.
Because my birthday's on Halloween, I was like, the last guy to get your license. The last one. It was horrible.
Wait, shouldn't you have been one of the first?
No, I was in the class ahead.
Isn't the cut September 1st? It is
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they said that, but people
your
did,
parents
they didn't.
Are pushing you too hard.
I know they were. That
kept you back a year.
I could have. Who knows? I could have gone to University of Miami and played baseball.
You would have been way better at baseball because you would have had an extra year.
That's right. Honestly, I think that being in the old group ahead of me was actually good for me in terms of that, because I think you play against older people, better people.
Yeah, you're better.
Yeah, but you didn't dominate.
Well, I did pretty well. But right. No, but believe me, I thought of that. Like, why did my parents redshirt me in kindergarten like these people today? But There were people
all the time, man.
I knew there were other people though that got their licenses late in September and October. So I know there were other. It wasn't like
kids
today
don't get them at all. No one's getting their.
They don't even want them now.
I know, it's so weird.
But Gordo of Gardenian Slime fame, he, I think, was held back or redshirted or something because he had his license way before anyone, and he had a fucking Cadillac Eldorado, oh, nice. Brand new. And I had another friend, Dale, who was a very good football player. He wasn't a great friend, but he got his license really early, too. He seemed like he was redshirted. He was a great athlete. He had a totally redone 68 Camaro, I believe it was. Oh. And it was jacked up. It had big wheels. It had everything a 16-year-old should not have.
I bought her a Camaro.
And nice. I think it was a stick shift, too.
Holy
Oh, my God, did he lay rubber everywhere, and that car never had less than 5 people in it, ever.
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
They split off.
The great Dale Estabrook.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. R.I.P. Dale Estabrook.
Oh.
He. Oh, boy.
Thanks
this sucks.
The room down. Jeez.
He lived in Chicago. I think he was 33 or 34. And he lived in a penthouse. Or not penthouse, but one of the top apartments or condos, and you could go on the roof.
Oh, cool!
I don't know if there's a pool up there, or people just went up there to party or something. Fell off the roof,
holy!
And landed, was impaled on a fence post.
Whoa! Oh
my God! Wow. That's omen stuff.
Rock in the cradle, yeah. Didn't that happen to?
Yeah.
No morning.
And Conor and Clapton.
Oh yeah. Well, he wasn't impaled, was he?
No, not impaled, but he fell out a window.
Dale, by the way, was remembered in a full-page ad in the Winnetka Talk and the Wilmette Life that was paid for by Jimmy Irsay.
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright, here one day, gone one night, gone too soon.
Kobe!
Remember people going, hey, Irsay took out a full-page ad in the Winnetka Talk. What's that cost, $6?
Yeah, still.
Jimmy's like that.
Towards the end of the boner line there, somebody had made mention of the sisters that are on the 600-pound life.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw them this morning. There's a Reddit string on them.
Oh, yeah.
And
there
is. This is all I know is they're both huge. I mean, they're so huge. And the one who I believe was the patient, the other one, she was saying that the one who was a patient was saying that the other one had a problem, and the other one, who's probably 599 if she wasn't 600, she was suggesting, what are you talking about?
She looks great.
Here, I'll play you the clip that...
It's all relative.
This is what's viral on Reddit today. It's from my 600-pound light. I want to say these girls are called the Slotin sisters.
Are they getting their own show now? Aren't they the 1,000-pound sisters?
Yeah, here's the quick one.
No, I want to have a baby. And
oh,
I think my
no,
lady
don't
is-
do that. Sorry.
Wait, there's a show called Family by the Ton.
Yeah, they've had a couple seasons of those. Yeah.
Great show. I want to have a baby, and I think my weight is affecting me not to have a baby.
What? So that's your motivation.
It was a lack of a dick.
Then I just want to be healthy, not like her. Tell you the truth. I ain't going to lie to you. It's
What's
like,
wrong with me?
It's like your fatness.
Pause for a second.
Wow.
Okay, the one that said, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, bitch, look at your fatness. Is she not have mirrors?
She's got to be like She's got to be in the 590s, 560s, 550s.
And that's a big honor, but is her head too small?
Yeah, her head's way too small. I mean, I feel like these people have been not only cheated in terms of obviously having a proclivity to gain weight, but lightly.
They've been blessed with food, though.
I don't think they got the best DNA. I don't know. I don't know what the parents
look
like.
Great sense of style, though. It's a cool shirt.
Says, wait a minute, you ain't a prize. So that's what's been going viral today that you've seen on Reddit. But yes, you are correct. Following this,
I want you two to kiss each other.
So following this message I got on the boner line, I learned that these two girls, the Slayton sisters, they're influencers. They have, between the two of them, 200,000 subscribers on YouTube alone. They don't have a very big Twitter following, and it's a pretty minor Instagram following.
Okay, I have to pause for a second.
But YouTube, that's a lot of, you can make a lot of money with 200,000 subscribers.
Are they the kind of influencers that...
good influencers?
They're extremely observant, and they make great observations about things going on or within their world. Or are they influencers because people are like, look at those fat fucks? And then they make really shitty comments on their posts?
I would assume lots of pictures of their food.
Well, I saw a lot of videos of
them. I'm eating right now. Five minutes later, here's my new meal. 10 minutes later, now I'm eating this.
I saw a lot of videos where they were putting on makeup, where they're just doing everyday things and talking to each other.
What's the point of makeup?
It's a sideshow.
So I would.
600 pounds is makeup to any?
We all wear makeup.
A lot of shadowing.
I would save the makeup contour. Time and do something else and contour. Walk around the block.
They wear black all the time, too.
I decided to look at the comments because I wanted to see what people had to say about this.
Not walking anywhere.
All the comments are turned off.
Oh,
which is a bummer. But I did pull.
I wonder why.
Did pull some audio of them talking about being an influencer because, you know.
That's a huge bitch.
I'm interested.
All right, here's one.
I'm nothing without my following.
Okay.
I bring nothing to the table.
Okay.
I have no job qualifications. I could never work a normal job. I have no skills.
And?
The last thing I want to do is be a fucking homeless prostitute on the fucking street doing that.
All right, sorry.
Well, they talk like influencers. There's got to be something posted on YouTube or something where we could see some comments. I just wonder what they.
Yeah, and didn't somebody else post the video or take their video?
A Reddit string would have comments. You can't delete those, can you?
So this is from TLC because yes, now they're on their show. I think they're doing the Slotin Sisters or however you even say their stupid name. But this one, since TLC has 5 million subscribers, this does have comments, and for the most part,
that's a huge bitch.
Yeah. Like, here's one. Today I learned forehead fat exists. Oh. It's so disgusting to see them in HD.
Oh, yeah. I got news for you, buddy. If you don't like it in HD, you're not going to like it in SD either.
Why do they have comments?
Why?
Okay.
And keep going.
Keep going. Come on. Let's see. I'm sure there's got to be some nice things coming.
You mean person. Maybe there's some positive.
No idea
ones
what
in
the public's like. I just want to hear.
There's a lot about the forehead. You know, things are bad when you start putting weight on your forehead. Yeah. And then they're talking about, you know, Amy's.
Where was their mother? Seriously.
Mama Slotin ain't too slim herself. Yeah. So, do you want to see their quick little intro to with the show?
Sure. No, I'd love to. I'm interested.
We're gonna race. Bottom of the.
That's gross. She's spitting out food. That's worse than seeing them take in food.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Tammy.
And we're the Slotin Sisters. You're supposed to
That's
do
That's a huge thing. Bitch.
Shut up.
Between they hate
the
each
two
other.
Of us, me and Tammy probably weigh at least 1,000 pounds.
Oh. Cool.
Pause for a second. Did you notice how small the green blobs look on them? Why? I mean, they're big green
Imagine
blobs,
how much ink that took,
but they look
too.
Pretty small. Yeah. God. And this girl, how old are they?
You know what? I don't know.
Great question.
They look like they're young. In their 20s, maybe. And she's got a walker.
But I do have an audience question.
A billion
here.
Pounds.
Here was what somebody asked them.
What did he use to put that tattoo on your butt? A needle or a paintbrush?
All right, here we go.
So we decided that we're going to have weight loss surgery.
Mom, we're going to bariatric surgery.
I don't think you make it. I think you'll chicken out.
Well,
in order to
fine.
Get approved for surgery.
Mom does not look fine. Mom's boobs are dragging on the ground.
She's 100.
Well, that's a whole different matter.
Okay. We need to lose a lot of weight.
What about Big Daddy?
That has to
Big
go.
Daddy is a big sausage.
I think it's going to be hard because we both get grumpy if we don't eat.
I don't want to live off freaking salads like y'all want me to.
When I see my weight, I feel like that truck right there.
Oh, man.
I'm ready to cancel the surgery. I don't see us going
keep
forward
you.
with the progress that you're making right now.
Good
boy. It feels like y'all are trying to keep me out.
It'll be better for us to get separated for a little bit.
I'm trying to move forward, so get the off my back.
Oh.
We started this journey together, but there's only so much one person could date.
You say you want to get off that walker.
Okay, shut the up. I'll do it when I'm ready. I try so hard not to freaking fight with you, but you keep digging in.
You're not trying at all.
Oh.
Slut.
1,000 Pound Sisters, it premiered just 2 days ago. And here's the final one that I saw.
Kobe.
The final clip I saw online.
Here I am in the tight pants.
P.U. See
how tight they are?
There's something fascinating about watching a 600-pound person do almost anything. Like when she got really mad and she's like winging her arm around. That was weird, wasn't it?
I know, but doesn't it get really sad when they're actually trying at the doctor's office?
But are they really trying that hard?
Well, no. But they eventually have that moment of clarity, like, oh my God, I'm 600 pounds.
Well, they say that there's only so much one person can do, but you took it all
in.
Oh, I don't
feel bad. I don't really feel that bad for him.
You know what? I feel like I understand inclusiveness, but that's just a vehicle for making fun of those two people.
It is.
It's just one more reason for people to be shitty
to
each other.
Yeah, but 600-pound life isn't, though.
Well, it is. Everybody's just in search of the next thing, the next red meat.
Yeah, but Dr. No's a good dude.
Yeah, he's great.
No, Doc, is it Dr. Gold? How do you say his name?
Is it Dr. No,
isn't
it? Dr. No?
Because they try to eat, and he goes, no!
They call him Dr. No?
No, but I thought that's how his name was pronounced.
I watched the show. I mean, not all the time, but I have watched it.
I guess his name is Dr. Now.
Eh,
but everybody calls him Dr. No.
Dr. No, by the way. There's some really, I don't want to say funny, but there's parts where, for example.
A lot of tough love.
Yeah, there's some tough love. You see this woman go in. She weighs like 780. And she has to get down to, you know, 550 for the surgery. And so, okay, here's what you have to do. And it's really hard, but you can do it. And it's usually it's like, wow, that's a normal day for me. I mean, and the weight just starts coming off like crazy. And so this one girl is at, I don't know, like 543. And she's supposed to check in again in maybe 5 weeks. And she has to be 5'10 to get the surgery. And the way she's going, hey, you're on pace. You should easily make it. So she goes in. And this, she's making progress at this point. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, here's the big moment. She gets in the scale and it's like, ooh, 556. What's going on? Oh. And she's acting like, it's crazy. I don't know what happened. And Dr. No immediately is like, well, have you had some times where you've gone off the prescribed diet? Or,
right.
No.
Get I've been, off me. I'm starving.
I've been doing everything. And this sort of detente is reached where, you know, nobody's giving any ground. Dr. Oh, you must be doing something. Any soft drinks? Are you drinking Mountain Dew again? Or and then eventually what usually happens is the spouse will come in and say, well, I saw Wendy's bag in the car. Well, I went to Wendy's once. You know, and then it's like, no, you've been eating your fucking ass off. And then eventually they'll break down. Yeah, I've been eating like a fucking pig. I can't help it. I've been so hungry. I've been starving for months. And I just went crazy. And so they give them another chance, and usually they seem to make it.
It's like eating and going to bed.
But the amazing thing in these stories usually is that you cannot believe the amount of food they consume when they're just showing them in their normal life when they weigh 700 pounds or 600 or whatever.
Who was the guy with the modesty towel, remember?
Oh, right.
That was his son. That was his father bringing him all that food. Oh.
And then they forgot the father's food, and he wouldn't share any of his 8 burgers with them.
Yeah, he's like, sucks to be you, Dad.
He had 2 Wendy's bags, and he hands him the 2 Wendy's bags, which are like filled to the brim with shit. And he's like, what about my double? And he's like, well, there's no double in here, you know?
Sorry.
Yeah, tough luck, Dad. And that's the guy. He had put the steel tub on the side porch, and he just like emptied gallons and gallons of water in there. That was the only way for the kid to take a bath at all.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Casey.
And he built him the basketball hoop, and he's not even hooping on it.
Just dumped tons
of cannot pump. Physically bathe in a sit down bathtub or stand up shower area.
Oh, the slipper.
It's a trough.
And Dad is a normal weight. I mean, Dad's not heavy.
No.
Yeah, he's such a jerk to his dad.
Where's the audio?
Yeah,
he's an asshole.
Difficult process. There's 2 times when I've been kind of
there
stuck
watching
in the shower.
Sunbathe.
I couldn't get up.
I know. I thought that was just weird. Why is he watching him bathe?
Just couldn't get up.
Because he's going to get yelled at any second.
And we were like, I was like, Dad, I'm afraid to get back in there again. He's like, well, I got this thing I can buy.
It gets old. It gets old. And I get tired of it. And he should be more active. But he's not. He's not. He's just there. He's just there.
He plays
and
video
I
games.
On hand and foot, and I shouldn't do it, but I do.
He lives in a
I'm
towel,
to death,
pretty much, a giant towel.
And I feel obligated to wait on him.
They were on
I
Family by the Ton. Family. They were the second season of Family.
Why does he feel obligated to wait on him? What is wrong with that guy?
He loves his son.
Yeah.
I know, but he's loving him to death.
I know. He was 711 pounds there.
How's he doing now?
Lost a lot of weight.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm looking for it. Because that was a story when he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah,
he's still playing
still
video old. Games, though. With his modesty top.
Oh, wow. I mean, he's still towel. Big. He's still big, but he looks great compared to what he was.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
oh, that
yes.
guy might get laid.
Well, yeah, to that point, the 1,000-pound sisters, the one girl is getting married.
Oh.
Amy. Can we see her husband?
Well, I saw...
He's going to be either really skinny or he's going to be, like, 350.
I saw...
That's just an observation.
Yeah.
I saw his...
Passing judgment.
His sister's huge.
I wouldn't call him skinny.
Is there a clip we can see, possibly?
The only clip I saw was a car accident they got into. You want to see this car accident real quick? Because he's driving the car.
Does her weight have anything to do with the accident?
Well.
Yes. I haven't seen it, but yeah.
Momentum, you mean?
There is a lot of momentum.
Centrifugal force could be a factor.
Here,
yelling to hit that drive-thru up there. Turn no!
Oh, boy. Boy, the wackiness that incurs when you got to wait like this, it's tough arrangements you got to make.
It starts with Amy going, that cloud looks like a drumstick. Right, here we go.
As in food or a drumstick like Ringo
come
plays?
Come on, really? You're going to ask a question you know the answer to?
It's like a drumstick.
You hungry?
Yeah.
Well, it does.
You always are.
So real quick, before the hold on to your dick, that's the boyfriend, the husband, and he looks a little.
He didn't even
weathered.
Look at the drumstick, did he?
Jamie.
So I'd like to point out, there's no middle rows of seats. They got rid of them so Tammy could just sit on the floor in the middle of the car.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and so they actually didn't get into an accident. He just hit his brakes and her momentum
he
rolled
short.
Her to the front.
Wait, the airbag inflated.
No, that's her.
Oh, what?
That's her pants.
What's the blue thing?
That's her chair.
Oh, that's her wrapper.
She's got a custom chair that she sits on. Because she's too big for the normal
I
chairs.
Think he did that on purpose.
When you start
he's
taking
to
brake check.
When you start taking rows of seats out in a car, I think...
You think you have a problem?
Really, that should be a message. Shouldn't it just be just a hint?
Well, how did Walter Hudson get to the party where he couldn't leave the house?
Someone brought him the food!
I know, but he couldn't
remember
leave
the chick
house.
That was making those incredible salads in bed? I mean, remember that one?
God, it was somebody those would do that.
I got hungry watching it, which is amazing.
Wait, was it Casey or there was another guy? Remember they had pizza delivered to his window of his bedroom?
Yes, because
he
couldn't get to the door.
That is innovative. Well, no one, his parents didn't want him to eat it. So he's like, come to my window and deliver the pizza. It's like a drive-thru window.
It was like a drive-thru. And
reverse drive-thru window.
That's one thing about my 600-pound life that I can't deny is that necessity is the mother of invention, and you see
time.
It so much in that. I mean, there's a lot of creativity that goes along to staying at that weight. A lot of brain cells are utilized very effectively. Oh, okay, so we're running late, and we started late. So some of this is going to have to wait till tomorrow. I meant to get into Joaquin Phoenix, who... Do we have audio of Joaquin Phoenix we could play real quick?
You know, I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's out there.
He won Best Actor at the BAFTAs, which is this is the British Oscars.
Yeah, yep.
And there's a lot of complaining. He's complaining about him winning, that he feels that, you know, he shouldn't keep winning this stuff because he's white male. Isn't that pretty much
then
his
don't
complaint?
Win.
Come on, Joaquin.
My thing was, well, you have to submit yourself to be nominated.
Yeah.
That's true.
So,
Joaquin Phoenix.
Go ahead, keep talking.
Shouldn't he not submit his name? That would be one less white person that has a chance to win.
The next person who gets up there should point that out.
That would have just been replaced by another white person who doesn't have a strong message.
And don't forget, at the Grammys, he made it aware that he is the force behind the reason why the Grammys are now vegan.
I just think instead of talking about it...
I feel very
honored and privileged to be here tonight. Baptists have always been very supportive of my career, and I'm deeply appreciative.
Great.
But I have to say that I also feel conflicted, because so many of my fellow actors that are deserving don't have that same privilege. I think that we send a very clear message to people of color that you're not welcome here. I think that's the message that we're sending to people that have contributed so much to our medium and our industry, and in ways that we benefit from. I don't think anybody wants a handout or preferential treatment, although that's what we give ourselves every year. I think that people just want to be acknowledged and appreciated and respected for
that's what I'm talking about.
This is not a self-righteous condemnation, because I'm ashamed to say that I'm part of the problem.
Oh,
I have not
done
everything
yourself
in my power to ensure that the sets I work on are inclusive. But I think that it's more than just having sets that are multicultural. I think that we have to really do the hard work to truly understand systemic racism.
All right, good point. Slut, would we be enduring all of this
it is the
if River had lived?
Obligation of the people
good
that
question
have created and perpetuate and benefit from a system of oppression to be the ones
the
that dismantle
seems into
it. So that's on us.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Always gets loud cheers.
Oh,
nobody does anything.
It's so typical of you white people.
Why does this small group of people, small, very elite, very left, they've all won the awards or they're very involved in the journalism, etc. Why don't they meet amongst themselves instead of telling us every year how terrible it is? We hear a lot of applause. You know, I'm not going to be in anything. It's not 50-50. Remember all those people?
Yes.
Okay, everything should be 50-50 now.
Wasn't Ben Affleck
Ben
one?
Ben Affleck was one of them.
Apparently he's still working on it, because I haven't seen him anything lately.
Yeah, maybe sure, you can't get anything. You can't get a project.
He stuck to his word.
So stop. You know, you have to. I think it costs money, too, to submit a film.
Oh, for the BAFTA?
And you should decline and say, can you please submit another actor of, you know, that's not white or not male.
You expect them to make change, then.
It's actor. Yeah. Or submit someone of color instead of me.
Wouldn't his speech be better if he just said,
go black?
Yeah.
I would have liked that.
Did you hear the Brad Pitt speech?
No, I didn't hear that.
Margot Robbie gave it, and it I actually thought there were two pretty good lines in it. One that made William and Kate laugh.
Oh, then I probably won't appreciate it.
Yeah, you will.
Brad couldn't be here tonight due to
Margot
family
Robbie
obligations, so he asked me to read his
I don't know why she's doing this ridiculous accent.
Okay, he starts
stinging
by saying,
character.
Hey, Britton, heard you just became single. Welcome to the club.
Brexit joke.
Wishing you the best with the divorce settlement, blah, blah, blah. He then says, thank you to the Academy for this extreme honor. He says he's always been a bit intimidated over here, given the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts and the Titans that have come before. So this
that's
is especially meaningful. He says he would like to thank producers David Heyman and Shannon McIntosh, the wild and wonderful Zoe Bell, Rob Alonso,
no
and the rest of
people
the stunt team, the lovely Ariane Phillips for his oh-so-tight jeans. I'd also like to thank her for those. His old mate Simon Jones and the one and only Quentin Tarantino.
Here's the one joke. We listen to all that.
He goes
for
on by thanking you again and blah, 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 blah. It's a bit much, really. Oh, and he says that he is going to name this Harry because he is really excited about bringing it back to the States with him. His words are mine. Thanks.
Who'd they say was...
Kate can't stop laughing
job
at that.
None of you.
Who'd they say was accepting endorsement options for
oh,
him?
Yeah, that asshole. Yeah.
Who was that?
He's got a whole company. He claims he made Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Ryan Seacrest, you mean?
No, it's some PR guy. And the Queen's Buckingham Palace is already like, oh, that is not true. But why would they know?
Why would you say the same thing year after year after year, award show after award show? Because they have awards nonstop. There should be enough awards for everyone of every color, every culture, everything. And yet it never seems to be. And they complain about it. Just don't submit yourself.
This is going to happen next year, too.
So shouldn't all the people who feel this is outrageous stop submitting themselves for the awards or stop accepting them or give them... this year, we're going to have the person who accepts the award give it to the person of color that they think should have gotten it, or the best person of color in their category.
Oh, I didn't know they made ninth place ribbons.
Said you have Ving Rhames setting back multiculturalism by giving his away to Jack Lemmon. Remember when he gave
Ving?
This? Remember when he did that?
Yeah.
Isn't he the guy that...
Was it...
Black guy wins and he gave it to the white guy.
Weird.
Well, it was like 10 years... Oh, probably more than 10 years ago.
Wow. It's way ahead of his time. Ago.
Endorsement company, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's Inner Circle is going to turn them into a multi-billion-dollar brand. Cherise is now taking appearance and endorsement requests for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Why would somebody, is their appearance, is it worth that much or a speech? I heard this that they can charge $500,000 for a speech.
You better do it quick, because every day that goes by is one more day of people not remembering them and forgetting about them.
I just, it you seems so crazy to me.
I got to put out a sex tape, right?
I think he's going
That'd be good.
Back at least, and maybe both of them, after the Andrew thing is blown over entirely.
He's just
That's great. My conspiracy.
I'm going to go visit Mumsy. I'll be right back, and then just never return to Canada.
The Andrew Ghoster. Thing, by the way, is just, it's amazing how it goes on. Four victims, two of which I think said that they had sexual relations with Andrew when they were under 18, signed a letter asking him to cooperate with authorities, which he said he would do in his interview. And, of course, they don't respond to it. No, it's not going to work out well. But I don't know. These award shows and these people complaining nonstop, it's just – it's insane. It's repetitive. It's annoying. It's dreamweavery. So do something. Mm-hmm. And, by the way, there's how many people vote for the Oscars? Is it 700 or 800? And they just added 200 people of color and gender – you know, to try and overbalance the equation. Apparently, it didn't do any good. So they're the ones voting. We don't vote.
Yeah. Why do we always
do something?
Get the lecture.
I know. I know. I feel like we did it. The people at home did it. Like, we did something wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm being oversensitive, but I think you should be talking to yourselves.
Yeah, that didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
Have meetings amongst yourselves. Meet with the voters. Meet with the actors. Actors can all say how many awards they won't accept, or maybe they could decide that I'll only accept it if it's this one, so somebody else can win this one.
So let them preach to the people in the room, and then why don't they do what MTV does and just tape it and then edit all that out and just put the part of the award show that people want to see out.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It'll be like an hour and a half. Everyone will be happy. Well, they can speak to each other and blow each other. And then we can just watch the show where they're all
that
being
we
idiots.
Like.
Yeah, thank
well,
you.
The audience is getting smaller every year.
Yeah, because it's not a good show because they lecture and talk. It's like this bubble that nobody of us are in or want to be in.
Every now and then, it's punctuated by something valuable, like the Paris Jackson speech. Michael's daughter gave a great speech at the MTV
Oscars.
Awards.
Are tedious, though. Man.
She's thought of something no one had thought of.
If we were to all stand up, united as one, our impact, it would be huge. Believe me, huge. And that's not fake news. We must show these Nazi white supremacist jerks in Charlottesville and all over the country that as a nation with liberty as our slogan, we have zero tolerance
Slut.
For their violence, their hatred, and their discrimination.
What a dumb chick.
I like how
taking
she gets,
a stand against white supremacists takes a lot of guts.
Don't you like how she gets like
so deep?
Just more conviction as that speech goes on.
You know, and when she says white supremacy, the crowd goes crazy like, oh my God, finally someone doesn't like white supremacy. This is great.
To really talk out about like celebrity pedophiles.
Yeah.
Like your dad. Yeah. That time your dad stared at a butthole and beat off. That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that. There is that.
Oh, boy.
All right, get us out of here, Brandon.
Kobe!
Wow.
He used to stare at buttholes. It's so weird. So weird.
He's hypnotized.
I mean, I guess that was his name. I'll wait till the end of the show and I'll tell you, Trey.
Okay.
And I'm getting that number. I'm getting the bat phone.
For Zeus?
Trudy. Yeah.
Is he asleep already? I think it's almost 8. what time is his bedtime?
Where did he go?
Well, Spike needs insulin at right now, as a matter of fact. So
right now?
At the same time? Or wait. He gets something bad happens?
Exactly the same
Does it take
time?
50 minutes to get home? I'm very fascinated by his schedule.
He has to go, and he's got to, you know, prep some things. And
it's non-negotiable.
No, we know that.
How much grave harm did I do to my cat when I didn't give it the diabetic shot every day at the exact same time?
I mean, it was within a few hours. Ned died, didn't he? So there.
He did. He was 14, though.
Well, it could have been 15.
Spike's old enough to vote, as his doctor pointed out. So.
Wow.
Really? How old is Spike? He's 18?
18, yeah.
Who's he voting for?
What?
Well, he's a black cat, so I think we know.
Yang? I don't know. What
yes.
I
yeah. Know. Really, he can say the candidate's name. So
definitely
yeah.
Not a woman, though.
I want to mention something important because it was important to me, and that's thanks to Live Nation for getting us involved in the Guns N' Roses yes. show, and they are going to dominate the new decade with their larger-than-life global stadium tour to include Comerica Park. Saturday, July the 11th. Tickets are on sale Friday at 12 noon for Guns N' Roses, Comerica yeah. Park, July 11th. And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, gang, let's really nail it this time. Here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Bum.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories, where everything was as fresh as a bright blue sky.
All right, Tommy, you're the oldest. I'm counting on you. Come on.
She's got eyes of the bluest skies as if they thought of rain. I hate to look into those eyes and see and now.
Vibrato, buddy. All right, Alice, let's go. Flat. So flat. You don't even look good while you're singing. The worst thing I've ever heard. This is $1,200 a week for voice lessons, and this is what I get? Okay, I'm going to save it with the solo.